you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Hey, the clock is running.
The clock is ticking.
5 minutes for this guy with his copy of We Magazine.
It's almost time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Harvey.
Hey, Harvey. Hi.
I just want to thank you guys because I played the home version of Going on a Date with a Pumpkin.
Oh, Harvey.
Well, Harvey,
you know what
you're
advantage
a special
is.
Channel listener.
What, hey, what's the advantage, Harvey?
The advantage is that, first of all, I don't have to use a raincoat, although I am afraid that I'm going to catch root rot or something like that. But I could put more than one hole in my own personal pumpkin.
You're right, Harvey.
So, I started off, since it was a date, first I bought the pumpkin dinner. She had a couple of sunflower seeds. And rolled over and then I drew a picture of Rosie O'Donnell's face on the thing. It was great.
Oh, goddamn.
Then I graduated to a spaghetti squash, which was actually a lot better. Put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds, warmed it up. Her name is Shaniqua.
You're outstanding, Harvey.
Good call. Wow.
I guess that's when he...
We liked him. Maybe that's why he calls all the other shows and they get mad. We liked him. We didn't have a problem with him.
Like him a lot.
Yeah. How do you not like the guy?
Yeah.
We got a mystery guest coming up on today's show. Hello, Joe, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
You two were way too hard on that guy. That guy that called. I mean, I'm a New Yorker. And that guy, I happened to be standing near him when he was on the phone with you.
Yes.
And he did a really good job of buffing out the pucker mark on the tip of my shoe after I kicked him in his dirty penny after he called you.
So we've had some loving conversations with him.
I guess.
Did you know that we had these?
I did not, no.
Wow.
Yanni, he just sent these to you?
Yeah, he sent them to me today.
Johnny Gorman!
It's a little scary, isn't it, on some level?
Yeah,
you kind of feel like all of a sudden the person that you've been looking at from afar is really in your neighborhood.
I feel violated.
Yeah.
He started with us.
Did he start with us?
Who knows?
Or has he been doing this to us all along?
All prank, Don on my show.
Now, hold on a second. Let me back that up for uno momento.
It's just like now it seems like the enemy is within.
It really does.
Yeah.
Hello, Frank, Don on my show.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a little upset with your contest and you're discriminating against people with testicles. You're calling women
damn
down
right
tomorrow to decorate that.
Don't you feel stupid that we didn't immediately know that it was him with his one note tone that we love so much now?
This might have been pre love affair with the guy.
It definitely.
Oh, yeah, these are all before we knew him.
These are like 5 years ago, right? These calls 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The nipples and the boobies and everything, and I would like to come down and maybe wrap a little garland around my sack or something. Why can't I compete?
You have so many guys call and want to paint their
this guy. Oh, see, we knew him.
Again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, get out of here.
Somebody find him. Is that find or fine?
Both.
I think fine.
All right.
Hello there, Don on my show.
Hello?
Hello, who is that?
This is Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
This Bob is a man.
I thought, do you guys like omelets? Like big, messy food like that?
Sure we do.
Okay, I thought I would bring the food. You guys could all sit around and chow down on it and spit it back out, and I'll eat it all, and then I'll slam my purple helmet in a car door.
Something tells me he's not a serious caller.
I don't think he's
for our contest.
Although
I want to say,
called before.
Although I want to say that's a novel idea.
Yes.
To have us eat food, spit it out, and then have someone else eat the food that we've spit now.
I guess this isn't going to win me this contest.
No, it's not going to win me the contest.
No, you just crawl back in your hole.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
I wonder if he used to be a porn star.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
Please.
Terrific.
It is terrific. That wasn't a real love in that time. We didn't like him 100% that time.
We were juiced.
Here's how we like him now.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though. Echo. 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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your
your depressed woman was on, your caller. Well, why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Now, here he is again from the stuff that he emailed today, with him calling our show before we started utilizing his talents to call other shows.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I guess it's not calling our show.
This is this a new one?
I guess so, on the same disc. John, is this a new one?
Yeah, that one came today also.
Oh. All right, well, we'll end with this one, our tribute to the Belcher.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I have an opinion as far as your topic at hand, which was what?
Another individual who is not paying attention. You're on the air.
I just called to say keep your chin up. Ignore the a-holes. They're going to come in here no matter what. Once you open the door, the turds come flying in and they march around and they fart in your living room. And yeah, there's nothing you can do about it other than just spray the Lysol when they leave.
Okay, well, thank you for that vote of confidence of cleaning up shop.
I just wanted to say one more thing. After I burp and you say something witty, then we're going to hear the Don and Mike show.
Okay. Well, here we are at this progressive radio station with all these progressive, instructive individuals.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yep, there it is. Wow.
Daddy Likey.
Oh, absolutely.
Daddy Likey, Likey, Likey. Likey.
Hello! Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
So, Mr. Bond, I expect you to buy.
Just a bunch of white trash.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm a girl watcher.
Oh, well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Ed. Don and Mike show here.
Hello.
Take a Tuesday, everybody. Have you just heard the phone number? In case you didn't, it's 877-365-3636. Your calls are welcome. You never know. You might become the next calling sensation to sweep the nation.
You could be the burping guy.
I know you, like me, share that bit of embarrassment whenever we hear a tape of us where, like when that guy first called the show, the bourbon guy, the Belcher.
Talking about our pumpkin contest.
When we would both be laughing like freaking hyenas, like the type of tape we put on of other DJs, and we'd go, oh my God, listen to those guys yelping like coyotes.
I think when we really think something's funny, though, we don't hold back anymore. That's not like our really old stuff, where we'd laugh at things that weren't funny. When you know, we're both guilty of laughing at things that weren't funny.
I agree, but even when we do think that something is funny and we start to laugh, we still sound like stupid sap disc jockey.
Yeah, it's impossible not to. But I also like the way, compared to some of these other shows he calls, kind of like the way you and I move it along. I truly like the way the pace of the show is. You know, we don't waste time. We really don't. I believe time is of the essence if we're current with our listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Good evening. Good morning.
Hi. Hello, gentle person.
How are you doing, sir? I'm just calling to tell you that your ass whooped yesterday.
We got our ass whooped yesterday?
By who?
Don did.
Don got his ass whooped yesterday?
By whom?
By the guy that was asexual.
What's wrong with your phone?
The asexual guy.
Is this O.J. Simpson?
No. It's no O.J. Simpson.
Is this the guy that calls and says he's O.J. Simpson?
No, I'm not that guy.
Now, why would you think that Don got his ass whooped by the asexual guy?
Well, he made many valid points, and
just because he doesn't like sex, Don, he doesn't have all the diseases that goes around and comes with it.
Sounds like maybe we've got an asexual sympathizer.
Sounds like we've got another homo on the phone.
No. Mike, you kind of agree with the guy, Mike.
I don't know if I agreed with him. I don't. Now, why are you causing trouble right at the beginning of
the
show?
I have no problem being, as you're describing me, the champion of sex. We had a guy on the show yesterday who runs a website for asexuals, and
you felt like you were carrying the torch for the sex obsessed in America. Excuse me, sir. We're having this guy. Excuse me, sir.
Don.
Sir.
Don.
Sir.
Let
sir. Sir.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be an ass and not play by rules, you're not going to talk, all right?
Okay, you guys got to let me talk too now.
All right, you know, because, and maybe I was curt with you because time is of the essence, and
yes,
I know
sure.
You've got a tremendous amount to say, and you've got some valid points, so now I have stopped, and I will give you your opportunity to speak. Go ahead.
Okay. And Don, you whipped your...
Unfortunately, it's a two-guy show, so I didn't get my opportunity.
I'm sorry, Don.
Like,
yes, you're absolutely right. Sir, you're going to have to wait until Don speaks.
I didn't get my opportunity. Thank you, Mike. And now, if everyone will please allow me the opportunity.
And you're on the phone. Be quiet, please.
Now, I would like to say specifically that I love sex. And I was taking up the cause for everyone who loves sex. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to offer the floor to this distinguished caller to say whatever it is that he would like to say.
Go for it.
Don, first of all, you try to make the guy little because he agreed.
I'm sorry, I just have to break in with another bulletin. I just have to say something.
Don, wait a minute, let me talk.
No, hold on. No, it's not your show.
I get the feeling that Buzz really wants to jump in here.
Yep, Buzz, you have something to add because you were a part of that.
We must defer to Buzz. Buzz, what is it you wanted to say?
Naturally, sir, you understand that I, also loving sex, completely support Don's position and disagree with you that the asexual guy won the argument yesterday.
Now,
Don clearly won.
All right?
No.
Now, hold on. Wait.
Buzz, you got your say in, and next time just jump up if you want to say something.
Hold on, sir. Sir, you're going to have to wait. Now, are you going to be patient, or we're going to give you a chance? Are you going to be patient?
Okay, you got
to
let me speak.
Are you going to be patient? You're jumping in, and you're not being patient.
Okay.
All right? I mean, really, if we're going to have a discussion about yesterday's show...
Can you wait your turn, please?
Okay.
I mean, I think it's only right to let... You know, everybody, Don's let Buzz talk, let me talk. Does Rob have anything to add to this?
I don't think he does. Why don't we just go ahead and let our caller
That's fair.
Take the floor.
Thank you for being patient. We appreciate it.
We take turns here.
Okay, now there's going to be many callers.
Excuse me.
Caller, Rob does have something to say.
Rob changed his mind.
I need to add something, if it's cool. I'm not sure that yesterday's discussion of asexuality had a winner or a loser or whoever got their butt beat.
Good point.
But... I do think, and this is just me saying this, advantage Don. After hearing both sides of the discussion, advantage Don.
I agree.
No.
I agree. Is that it?
Rob, thank you. Are you done now?
I like sex, too. Sir, pardon me. I just want to say that I, too, like sex.
You know, this guy may be a ball buster, but he has been very polite. And he has. I'm saying, can I at least give you a compliment and say that you've been very polite? You've been waiting to speak.
Thank you very much. Hold on a second.
Mike, let's give him a chance.
Okay,
now,
please.
Is our esteemed listener. Go ahead, please.
Okay, now, there's going to be people calling in after me, agreeing with me.
Sir?
Hold on, sir.
We got John Norman, our producer, who's coming to the studio for a minute.
I've spent a little time thinking about it, and I would like to say that I think the listener was the winner due to a great segment of entertaining radio.
Thanks, John.
Which you attributed nothing. Thank you.
Right, now, listen, we really have to take some other calls. What else did you want to say?
Don?
Yeah.
The guy has no problem with diseases whatsoever.
Can you hold on? Just hold on, please. Take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I hate making other people wait.
Yeah, right.
That guy was such a friggin' big mouth.
That would be rude if we...
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Hey, this is Dan. How are y'all doing?
Yes, hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan. And I like Dan when it's a two-syllable word. Hello, Dan.
How are you all doing?
Well... I don't know about you all, but we's fine.
Good.
We's fine?
Good to hear.
Hey, next time some asexual moron calls in, don't get mad at him because that means he wins right there. If you just stay level-headed and, you know, let him get mad.
Is this guy really analyzing that segment yesterday we had?
He may be. He may be a copycat like the other caller. He might not have had this idea until that first call.
Uh-huh. You really believe that we were fighting with him?
No, but I think Don just got a little too upset. And wow. Anytime you get an argument...
Yeah, okay, hello, everybody. Can you stop for 1 second? Excuse me yesterday for trying to find the funny there. That
you
really
know, Dom,
that really is all I was trying to do.
When you called me last night and said you were having trouble sleeping because you were still stewing over the asexual guy,
I
said, calm down.
God,
I don't even remember. I came in. I think we all went to sleep not remembering the asexual guy from yesterday's show.
Sure.
Anyway, what was that incident? Hold on, I got to go back to the other guy.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, the other guy who's been patiently,
not to be rude.
Patiently waiting. Yes, yeah. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Hi. Now, your point was?
My point was you didn't have a ground to fight on, Don. He conquered you. He was upset. The guy had a valid point. He didn't have to worry about no transfer. No.
Can you hold on, please?
Hold on a second. One moment.
Just a moment, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yes, hello there.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am tremendous.
Oh, really?
I am Super Dave Cousin.
Are you a man or a woman?
Oh, I'm a man.
He's a man.
Really? Are you really Super Dave's cousin? Are you related to him in any way?
I am Super Dave's cousin, and we always get along together.
What is the first initial of Dave's last name?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know that one.
Busted you. You're not really his cousin.
Bye!
Not really.
Using a scary, phony voice, though.
Not really Super Dave's cousin.
It was a bit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Do you catch that exciting action of American karaoke? Logan got voted off.
President Logan got voted off.
Not for sure voted off yet. Oh, let's go back to the guy who's very patient.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
A good dog.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know why you got upset. You were pretty upset, man.
For the last time, really seriously for the last time, if you're too stupid, I was trying to find the funny. I'm sorry if it was wasted on you, if it was over your head, if perhaps my performance was too over the top, sir. That is why I am retiring in 2008. It's obvious I have lost the touch.
You go too far.
We had a guy on the show yesterday. My performance was based on his performance, and I'm sorry that my performance was so chilling that you actually believed it. Although, in my heart, I do believe, sir, that sex is God's greatest gift.
And I believe, as an analyst of this conversation, sir, you have not been paying attention. You've been too busy waiting to say what you want, and you're doing the same thing to me.
And even now,
Mike,
now you are doing this. He's doing it to all of us.
So impatient.
Mike, you won't let me speak, Mike.
But even now, what we have done, you have unwittingly played along and made the first 10 minutes of the show brilliant.
You know, if I wasn't going to let you speak, I wouldn't have heard that you just said I won't let you speak. So technically, you're absolutely wrong. I did let you speak because I heard that.
Mike, no, I wanted to give you time.
Go ahead, sir. I'll let you speak.
Okay, now.
I don't want to, overanalyze things, but I let everybody speak just like Don does. I think we give all the listeners a forum on this show. So with that said, I just wanted to make sure, you understood that.
Shut up. Let me speak.
Okay, go ahead. Now I don't like to shut up, but now I'll let you speak.
Now, for every...
Because on a beautiful day like this, beautiful spring day, when the temperature is warm,
it seems to me
that we
should really stop ignoring all of our other callers. Hold, please.
Really?
Hold, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I kicked that guy's ass yesterday. I was so mad at him. Ooh, I was mad.
Gelman. You kicked Gelman's ass yesterday. Because that's what the guy sounded like.
Oh, and Mike, I was hot at him.
I know you were.
I was hot at him. It was like a battle royale. It was like WrestleMania.
I have a question, Don. Who's going to repair the drywall from when you put your fist through the wall after that segment was over?
We're putting it up on eBay, Mike.
Uh-huh. Chunks.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Chunks.
Hi there.
I was calling in about your segment that you had last week about the lady that had the shop called the Lemon Drops and the Blanky Blank.
Yeah. Hey, good for you for not saying that. Thank you.
The pretty lady, the very hot lady.
Yeah.
I have an addition to your Blanky Blank phrase.
Careful.
That I can't stand.
Okay. But use Blankety Blank if you're going to use those words.
Please.
Well, I don't want to say the word because I don't want to get my glasses crashed on me from you guys.
My glasses crashed.
So the new phrase that is equal to
Blankety Blank.
Forbidden phrase.
Right.
Yes.
Is something or other.
That's strong. It's a lot of people say that.
You know, it's not as strong as Blankety Blank.
No, Blankety Blank has permeated our culture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Blankety Blank is now on the evening news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll hear a guy say, and President Bush went to this and talked about this, and Blankety Blank.
Yeah, highly educated analysts get on the news and do that.
It's
I mean, it's permeated our society.
How rude we are. Hello, friend.
Excuse us.
Don, for the last time.
No, it's not the last time. You know it's not the last time.
Mike, last time.
Yeah, I'm sorry for not letting you speak.
Man.
I get so carried away.
Mm-hmm. I don't even
hate to interrupt people because it's just, you know, I'm going to try. You know, I know it's past Lent and resolutions and all that, but I think that in 2007, I'm going to make an effort to let callers like this be heard when they call in. And I apologize once again. To you, sir. Now, I defer to you.
Mike, Don, listen to me for the last time, will you please?
Yes, go ahead.
Buzz. Uh-huh. Don, mainly your health record.
I really got to put you on hold for a second. I'd love to talk about my health record, because as you know, my health record is public record.
Yes.
Everyone knows every single going on inside my body.
Your it's not news that all of us on this show are completely riddled with venereal disease.
Oh, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Lousy with it.
I got shingles right now.
Lousy with VD.
I got sexual shingles.
We're lousy with VD.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm just letting you know, Don, you're exactly right. If you don't have sex, then Paris wins. That's the bottom line.
All right, get out of here. He was just trying to
Hello?
Don, Mike,
I thought you said last. I thought you said last time it was the last time.
I thought that was your last. I thought you had your last point, sir.
But what was your update on my health?
Man, penicillin, minoxicillin.
I think you do hard on yourself, Mike. I don't think that you cut people off that much. I haven't noticed that. I don't know what you're worried about. And there's no need for a resolution.
What are you talking about penicillin for?
Man, you didn't have it all, man. You didn't bang the midget. Yeah, nasty, man. That's just straight out of the trailer park.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I give that a round of applause.
Thank you.
Can't argue with that.
Amen.
You make a lot of sense.
That's right. Well, I think we've all had moments like that.
Yeah, we have moments.
We've all had moments. That's why we're lousy with disease.
I need you to hold on for just a moment. And not to take another call, I've got, I don't know which type of sexual disease it is, but it's itching like a bugger.
Is that the one that's permeated your foot?
It starts right here.
What are you talking about?
Right here. Starts right by the berries.
Uh-huh. Someone's committing to the bit here.
All the way down my leg to where the athlete's foot is that I haven't scratched for 30 days almost.
Yeah, I got that. That's Brazilian syphilis. And it's the worst kind.
Brazilian syphilis.
Oh, well, BS.
Found in piranhas.
Yes, and that's the best way to get it.
Did I say piranhas?
Piranhas.
Piranhas.
The fish, right?
The fish, yes. The
tiny,
fish.
But they bite.
Exactly.
Is it okay if I eat the scabs from my sexually transmitted disease?
Yeah, I mean, you're basically putting something in your system that's already there.
Don't eat anyone else's scabs.
Right.
Too late.
Too late.
Seriously, couldn't we all eat each other's scabs and it wouldn't matter?
Haven't we all?
My God.
Buzz and I did before the show today.
Hey, that could be fun.
But Mike has the biggest scabs.
Thank you very much, Rob. In the good place. What I like to call the good place.
Hey, you know what? Did I look at the phone?
Oh, no.
We won.
He's gone. He's gone. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, fat ass.
On behalf of all asexuals, I say good day to you, sir.
Fare thee well.
Good day.
F your mother. We did.
And if you're not an asexual, well, then F your mother. But if you are an asexual, watch someone else effing your mother.
Sure.
Bingo.
Do it yourself.
Hell, I believe that gentleman did not possess the intestinal fortitude, or as it's been said sometime, the intestinal fortitude.
That is a good first caller for a show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, on your radio station this weekend, some carny was selling something to clean out your colon, and he said that John Wayne's colon had 44 pounds of fecal matter in it.
John Wayne's?
44. Yep.
I mean, that's close to Elvis.
It beats Elvis, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, Elvis's was impacted. And
I come close to killing you a couple of times when we were younger.
I didn't realize that John Wayne would be the topic of one of the infomercials.
Sorry, don't get it done, dude.
44 pounds. No wonder they called him the Duke.
Mm-hmm. Saddens me, I didn't.
I saw something.
Talked about it some.
Yeah, I didn't talk about it yet.
I stole some stick candy.
I saw something over the weekend.
Don't ever do it again.
This is the problem with the time change.
Right.
That on Sunday morning, I got up at what the clock said was 5 a.m., which is really like 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just laying there in bed and went around the channels. And for a while, got stuck on the amazing, what was that thing that, God, I forgot the name of the product now.
What's it do?
Where all the people are sitting around, and it's the one thing that makes omelets and makes coffee, and it's the...
The bullet? The magic bullet?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Mike.
I have a magic bullet.
The magic bullet commercial.
I own one.
Sure. How stupid I am. What a bad consumer I am. I watch this infomercial like it's a TV show, and I forget the product.
Oh. Right.
The Magic Bullet infomercial.
Right.
I watched that for a little while, but I turned on another one.
Did they show you the one with the color-coded tops to it? So you could put all the different stuff
all in. All of your, like, daiquiri-type drinks?
Nice. Color-coded, you know, put your ground herbs in one thing and put your daiquiri on another. It's very cool.
I saw an infomercial for a product called Brenda Watson Fiber 35.
Mm.
And I have to be careful about discussing this on the air, and I taped it on my TiVo, but realized... Couldn't bring it in and play it on the radio because she says bowel movement so much.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, what this chick is selling is pills that give you more fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's saying is that over a year's time,
right,
if you do no exercise at all, but you increase your fiber, your BMs will get so big and will take so much caloric intake out of your system, you will lose 26 pounds instantly in 1 year. And she says over and over, now I know, and she has a slight southern accent, not like Nancy Grace,
right,
but a slight southern accent where she goes, I know people don't like hearing about bowel movements,
mm-hmm,
but I'm telling you. So I went to the web, right, and I do a Google search on her, and it turns out that's her secret to success.
Yeah.
She sells, it sounds kind of like this infomercial that I was talking about. All she's really talking about is making your poops bigger.
Right.
And if you make your poops bigger, you're going to lose 2 pounds every week or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, whatever the math is.
Were there the obligatory testimonials?
And that's where it got the funniest.
Yeah. Sure.
Because you had the people sitting in the audience.
I used to eat a lot of caramel.
No, the people in the audience are sitting like it. The little tables for two, like at the Copacabana.
Right.
It's like one of those, like,
the paid people. The paid people in the audience.
Like a restaurant dinner setting.
Dinner theater.
And she's got her PowerPoint presentation, like Al Gore in Inconvenient Truth.
Right.
And she walks down and she says, hi, what's your name? And the guy says, my name is Fred. And she says, how much weight did you lose? And he said, I lost over 2 years, something like 41 pounds. And she says, now, be honest, was it the fiber? And he said, yes, my bowel movements. Can I tell you that the size of them really, and they start graphically.
How long did you log with this particular show?
I get jokes. you didn't mean that, did you?
I didn't. I didn't do it on purpose.
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Swear to God, from beginning.
And you loved every minute of it?
From beginning to end, because the only thing this chick is hawking is something that's going to give you more fiber.
Did you buy the product?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I just thought it fascinating, mm-hmm, in this day of snake oil salesmen where everybody's got some product to do something immediately to help you lose weight.
Right. I wouldn't have purchased the product unless they'd really shown me the evidence. Like, I'd like to see before and after photos.
Something you
if
hold,
you know what I mean.
Something you could hold in your hand.
Exactly. Something I could feel, touch.
Right.
Taste.
Just to make sure, you know, that she's telling the truth. Like I say, you know, here's Mr. Schwartzberg a year ago, and here he is today.
Look at that.
Wow.
Compare Mr. Schwartzberg to a dog.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd really like to see, if that's her whole thing, and it's kind of like, you know, you can see the logic of it, that you're actually developing more size, and therefore that size is taking the calories out of your body. Right. I mean, it's kind of that weird logic. I'd like to, you know, sort of see that.
And the magic number is, because it's fiber 35, is 35 grams of fat
right
a day. I'm sorry, fiber. If you have, I say fat. Fiber.
Yeah.
35 grams of fiber a day will make your poops bigger, and they will absorb more bad stuff.
Right. Carry more stuff out of your system. Now, doctors would tell you that you can get that fiber from your normal diet.
Right.
If you eat the right kind of stuff. Right.
Hold on. We just went to Snopes.com, Mike.
Snopes.
John Wayne's autopsy revealed 40 pounds of impacted fecal matter.
Ooh, impacted, really?
40 pounds, just like Elvis.
Yeah.
Status? False.
Oh, it's a lie.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Let me see. On the internet, it says, by the way, when they did an autopsy on John Wayne, 40 pounds of impacted fecal matter was removed from his death, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It said that according to the autopsy, John Wayne had 40 pounds of impacted fecal matter in his body of death. Elvis reportedly had 60 pounds, blah, blah, blah.
See, they're wrong about that.
This is, in a word, crap.
What's the truth? How much did he have in his colon, Don?
Just a reasonable amount there, Burbank. Just the average for a man my age.
Well, if I were black...
It doesn't say that.
They aren't much good anymore.
Let me see.
You better start tapering off.
Okay. The prototypical John Wayne example is still a lie. No autopsy was performed on John Wayne when he succumbed to cancer in 1979.
There you go.
The medical examiner's office had no reason to hold an autopsy since John Wayne obviously died from natural causes, and doctors had little to learn by requesting the autopsy of a cancer patient who had already undergone several major surgeries.
Right.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. No one had the chance to perform an autopsy on John Wayne, much less to run his gut and weigh the amount of fecal matter found within.
So it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a
such a hangover, bureaucrat. Don't push me.
It's a bald-faced lie.
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
It says the claim was somewhat true about Elvis Presley.
And that's incidentally not the stagecoach. That's from John Wayne's appearance in Chorus Line.
And it's going to be a lot longer time.
Old Duke.
Elvis was a prime example of the hazards of goo and glue diet. His poor eating habits, greasy, cholesterol-laden foods such as cheeseburgers, fries, bacon, fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, ice cream, God, do I love Elvis, were far less responsible for the condition of his colon than other factors, such as his twisted gangolic fold, his overuse of laxatives.
His what? His twisted gangolic fold?
G-A-N-G, gang.
Does that mean like gangrenous, gangrene?
Ganglionic, G-A-N-G-L-I-O-N-I-C.
Ganglionic.
What the hell does that mean?
This is huge that we've done Elvis shows forever, and this is the first we've heard of a twisted ganglionic fold?
Yeah. Is that like his twisted colon?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what is a ganglionic fold?
A ganglia is a cluster, so that means there was, in fact, a knot or a twist in his colon that caused an obstruction, really. And so he really did have... I always thought that was like Marty... What's his name? Lacker?
Yeah.
Marty Lacker's like, mumbo jumbo.
Me
that he
too.
Had a twisted colon.
No, that's true. And the amphetamine use also screwed up his colon.
Well, drugs definitely make you constipated.
When you take down-type drugs, depressants, narcotics, a lot of them, they have the effect of slowing down the digestive system. In other words, the locomotive action of Elvis's bowel quit working.
Yeah.
So it got packed with food, then got packed with more food.
The train wouldn't run.
And come on, you can do it if you give it a chance now.
And it sits there distended and full of food.
Distended.
Yeah. Distended, sorry, and caused Elvis's colon to stretch. In other words, it was drugs, not meat, that caused the impacted colon of Elvis Presley.
Jack, it was drugs that killed the rock star.
Jack, my ganglionic fold is killing me, Jack.
Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Damn goo and glue diet.
I heard they've been pardoned.
I wonder if...
Stop if I say stop.
I wonder if your ganglionic fold is there tonight.
I give you my solemn word.
I don't know why they said that Duke had a colon as big as mine.
Stop cackling!
They didn't even do an autopsy on him.
Cut off his pigtail.
My ganglionic fold.
Remember, it wasn't drugs. Or it was drugs. It wasn't meat. It wasn't meat that killed me.
Right. No, it was goo and glue.
You wear those things in public, I'll arrest you.
Hello, Duke.
First thing I learned about Indian fighting was to wait for daylight.
Duke?
No.
This is Aaron Presley.
This is Aaron Presley.
We're very happy to have the Duke with us.
I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
Oh. No need to be uptight.
How's your colon?
Indian fighting is good experience for our kind of conversations.
Well, Mr. Wayne, I'd love to do that there Western with you, but unfortunately, my ganglionic fold will not permit me.
I asked you a question.
Yes,
I know you did. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak to Adolf O'Mara.
Now, why would you call me that? You've got the wrong show member.
I'm just trying to figure out when your Mein Kampf of SSN is coming out.
Now that's unfair.
Backlash.
My charity work in Sacramento should not be characterized that way, and I think you're way out of line. And I reject your hypothesis.
Starve Sacramento now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Howdy. Hi.
Hey, man, you guys got all of us in the Central Valley just mixed up. I know a lot of idiots call playing with their G-folds, but not all of us are, you know, quite that stupid. I mean, come on, guys, give us a little bit of a break over here in the 209.
I'm really, really sorry, but I know I'm going to get lots of calls like this, but as I've said in my literature, in my writings, I've said that there will be no exceptions,
right.
And what you should do, you're not being punished. What you're being is you're being freed.
Help.
And the only way to get all of your compatriots that may not be as swift as you out of the area is to, you know, starve them out. So my advice to you is to leave quickly, and make, you know, get your papers in order.
Help us.
I've tried several times, but I mean, I just bought a house.
That's a nice new touch.
I can't get out of here yet.
To get your papers in order.
Yeah, well, you know, because you're going to need the regular stuff, especially if there's some, if there happens to be, I don't like to scream this from the highest mountaintop, but there happens to be a foreign relocation. All right, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
You said it.
Mm-hmm.
There, you said it.
It'll be a country that has English as a strong second language.
Oh, that's good. What are you looking at as your Paris?
As our Paris?
As your Paris, Adolf. I'm only your right-hand man in this one.
My Paris right now, you know, we're gonna tackle Houston, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that fills up, you know, we're negotiating with several countries in Eastern Europe. Poorer countries. Countries that can use an infusion of a little what I like to call some SC, Sacramento cash.
Hungry.
That's right. Hungry. I would just tell the people of Sacramento, Modesto, Fresno, Stockton, please get used to, you know, get on a website and figure out what the exchange rate is for the euro.
And start packing.
Mm-hmm.
Your paper's in order.
New development. We were in meetings all day yesterday.
One more call. We got to hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys come for the Asparagus Festival in April to Stockton? Hi, Ryan.
The Asparagus Festival.
So cute. Mike, this is why you have had to start your group.
Right.
Your underground group.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the Asparagus Festival this spring.
Yeah.
They don't know yet about the one of the first things we're doing. I can't talk about that. About the crop dusting.
Let me just say
the serious crop dusting. You know, the crop dusting that's really not designed to kill insects.
What a crazy logo it is you've designed as well.
Pretty.
I don't even want to comment on it. It looks to me like a crooked cross.
Right. You know what's amazing to me about the crop dusting that we're going to do?
Huh.
You know those little planes? Some of them are smaller than others.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how many locusts you can fit on one of those planes.
Huh.
It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to say, hey, look, are those birds?
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get 20, 30,000 out of there just on the locusts alone.
And they breed.
Mm-hmm.
Fast. You know, this holds true.
Right.
If this holds true with the real story going on in our parallel universe about 50 years ago, we're going to find you in a bunker by Arco Arena.
No.
Arco Arena with a cyanide tablet in your mouth.
No, I'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And please, that was
surrounded
a joke.
Surrounded by your German shepherd.
It's very, very... And my girlfriend, Eva Braun.
Uh-huh.
You know, we joke because we love, but the fact
your girlfriend
is...
Carla Braun.
I'm just... Carla Braun next to me.
Rob knew Hitler. You know Hitler.
No, it's Hitler wanted to kill people. I don't want to kill people. I just want them to leave a certain area. It's all I want. It's going to be fine.
We got a break.
No problem. I mean, just call me Hitler and then go to break. I mean, you're hurting the cause. I want you to know that.
All right. We'll take another call then to cleanse our palate.
Thank you.
Okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. No talk about Hitler here.
Hey.
Mom's the word.
Or Mike's plan for Sacramento. Hello. And listen, also to talk about that asexual thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I've had enough to hear with that.
Verboten.
Those are the three topics we're not discussing.
Makes
right
me angry.
What's up?
Guys, I got a question about the Duke.
Yes, the Duke.
Your move.
Call the right number.
It's your move.
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
Now, do you mean the Duke or your Duke?
And
he's gone.
Or the Duke's Duke.
We're going to have to take another call.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I have a question for Michaels.
For what?
For Michaels.
Did you put an S on the end of that?
I can try to. I'm a little faggoty.
Oh, that explains the voice then.
Well, you know,
yes.
Technically, if you really to get technical, if you had a question for Michaels, you'd be asking three guys in this studio.
I'm sorry. I love Buzz. I love Michaels, and I love Don and Rob. He's just a fuck.
It's Michael that he wants. It's yeah. You that he wants, Michael. He just put an S on the end of that by accident.
I know.
Would I be putting you out if I asked you to call me Mike?
No, I can say Mike.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Will you call him Mr. Mike?
Mr. Mike.
Please call him Mr. Mike.
Nice, huh?
Thank you. I'm here for you.
All right, now the secret is out. That's what Mike makes all of us call him.
Mr. Mike.
Where's Mr. Mike?
Our water, Mr. Mike? Yes, what can I do for you, my light-footed friend?
What is your silly ass wearing?
What's my silly ass wearing?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Right now I am
gay,
wearing...
Gay. Gay.
If you...
Yes, I am a silly ass.
You really like to know I am wearing jeans, uh-huh. And I am wearing a Nantucket Nectars sweatshirt that is very, very old.
It's purple.
It's purple with a zipper at the
this
top.
This guy's going to have a mess.
And I'm wearing my new Timberland slip-on slippers.
With no socks.
With no socks because it's a warm day here in Washington.
Showing a little leg.
Would you like to go?
Well, I'm glad I have my baby wipes.
Oh, dear. All right.
Bye-bye.
Glad I could give you a thrill.
Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Andy Dick. E.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you talking about?
Larry.
He had the greatest tape of Larry.
God, Larry.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you making up? By the way, I want...
Larry. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word?
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you making up? By the way, I want to...
What do you make of that?
What do you make of that, huh?
Faggot? By the way, something.
Why you
funny,
scared?
That's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What do you make of that? By the way, I want to... You can't say that here.
And Mike, just like you said earlier, I guess maybe last week,
right?
When Bill Maher calls him on it, he sort of goes to D's, Dem, and Doe's.
Sure.
Because that's his cover.
Yeah, anytime things are a little heated for Larry, it's like, we took over their show one day.
How's that faggot friend of yours?
Yeah, what's there with Ann Coulter there? And the faggot word there?
There.
Okay. I'm Larry King there. Yeah, there.
Is there enough separation there now that we can break?
Oh, thanks a lot. Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now Rob says play this Larry King faggot thing to the label, right?
Yeah, please do. I think you'll enjoy it.
To the label.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you making up? By the way, I want to... You can't say that here.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh, I see.
I'm quoting her.
Okay.
I didn't say it. Where does John Edwards... How's that funny?
You know what? You have to think like a right-winger, what she was trying to say. It's code word for the Democrats are, I hope I can say this, you said faggot pussies. Can I say
that's
that?
Code word? I never read that. That never came through.
No, but that's what they mean, is that he's a faggot because he thinks and speaks in complete sentences and reads whole books and doesn't just go off to war without thinking about it twice.
CNN.
Seriously. That's on CNN, everybody. Larry King.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's totally subjective. I do not appreciate that, nor does Mike.
What's that?
Whatever the guy just said, that we're the worst thing on the radio.
I don't think so at all.
I know it's just a joke. That's a bit too sensitive. Let me hear it again.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'm going to take the weekend and sleep on it.
One more time.
Yeah. The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
He sounds credible when he says it.
He's right.
Yeah, I agree.
This is the worst thing on the radio.
Worst thing on the radio right here.
Worst thing on the radio. You're listening to it right now. And one of the best things we do on the worst thing on the radio is talk about our love of TV.
Yeah.
And last night, my God, did 24 deliver? Does that show, I feel like about that show, like you do if you were with a really, really hot girl and you thought she was perfect and you were about to get rid of her, like I was ready to get rid of 24 like a month ago. And,
right.
And then you realize, oh, maybe I'll give her one more shot, and she comes back. And
then you have the best sex of your lives.
She does everything.
Or you have the best sex of the season.
It's like makeup sex of every week. It's like makeup sex.
Last night was by far the best episode this season.
I thought for sure
I agree.
That the crazy wife was Martha. was going to hurt herself.
Hello, Martha.
I didn't see her stabbing him until she got right by him with a knife.
Well, they did the bait and switch. You know, when she rolled over and cut up the kiwi, you know, like, oh, she's going to, like, open her own vein. And then
That's what I thought. And then,
okay, well, that's passed. And then they got you all relaxed, just like a great thriller. And then, bingo, plunged the knife into his shoulder.
The show is just too good. Too many ups, too many downs. Ricky Schroeder. Let's talk about
what I thought Ricky Schroeder was terrific.
Tough guy. What happened to his face, though?
That's why he was terrific. Yeah. He no longer resembles anything close to, like, the little boy. He looked a little bit like Red, the guy that protects Martha.
Yeah.
You know, if you shaved his head, he'd kind of look the same way.
And it seems to me, Red looks like a cancer patient in
Red. Exactly. I think Ricky Schroeder was a little washed out. Don't you think he was a little peaked, a little pale?
I think Ricky Schroeder looked like a Jack Bauer in training. Like if you were going to kill
he was wearing the same kind of dance skin that that Jack Bauer wears.
If you're going to kill off Jack Bauer, you could put him in because he was running around screaming at people.
I like that. CTU needed that, especially that skinny guy with the big nose.
Strangling Morris.
Skinny Travis?
Strangling Chloe O'Brien's ex.
Don't you think CTU needed a kick in the ass? Don't you think those guys are getting a little too complacent with all their little moments together? It was very frustrating.
I have a theory about what happened. I think that President Logan is going to recover, but with a slight bit of oxygen deprivation, so he's not going to be quite right,
oh.
And they're going to put him in a sitcom with William Devane.
Would you shut up?
Okay.
No? You like that?
Maybe I would have liked it if Mike hadn't told me that you told him before the show.
Yeah, that's it. I blew it, Rob. I'm sorry. I gave that show to Don before the show.
I think Logan will live.
I laughed when Mike said it to me 2 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
And then when you stepped up and repeated it, I guess you had that discussion with Mike more than 2 hours ago. Sorry about it.
Tremendously funny, 125 minutes.
Sorry, I'm a good audience once. And yes, Buzz, if he does live.
Yeah, will he?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
They didn't close the deal last night. As they're driving away in the ambulance, they just said, you know, we're losing it.
Right. We were talking about that just outside as to whether he's going to make it or not or pull through. And if he doesn't make it, that was a great pull on our part that, you know, we were one of the last shows to have the old President Logan before he bought the farm, went to that big White House in the sky.
Got him in time.
Outstanding. And you know, they're so good with the casting on that show. It's outstanding as well. Like that vice president who kind of comes out of nowhere. He's had a bit part of the show. And all of a sudden, he's got that whole big Southern Texas twang. Like, listen, son, I want to do what's best for America. So, I mean, the characters are so bigger than life and so cartoony.
And one of the great names.
It's great.
In American actors, Powers Booth. Uh-huh. Powers Booth. And he, you know, he's been a bad guy. You know, I think back to that movie with Kurt Russell, Tombstone. He was a great bad guy for that. He was a great bad guy in everything. And you knew eventually he was going to, I'm talking here. You know, you knew he was going to step up and be like that. You really did.
All too good. And Jean Smart, before we critique her acting performance, how about those yabos, huh?
Well, how about them for an older broad?
Yeah, that's the thing that's great about her. She still sells the sex. And she's a great actress. You know, she gives the looks. It's like, it's your husband on the phone. You know, and you get that great close-up, and all she has to do is give you that look.
And that guy read the former Secret Service.
I love that guy.
He's got his pants hiked all the way up to his breast line, for goodness sake.
Aaron.
She doesn't want to talk to you, Dr. Lecter.
She
doesn't want to talk to you, President Logan.
Sensible. Sansibal, whatever they are.
Sansibal.
Stretch polyester pants.
And is he protecting her, or is he out of the Secret Service now? And just shacking up with her. And she's not institutionalized. That looked like a perfectly nice place she was living.
Martha's bungalow.
Martha's bungalow.
He's out of the Secret Service and they're very good friends. I think they'd both like it to be more, and maybe at some point it has been. We've yet to find that out.
Well, she fed him a raspberry.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I remember every detail that show last
night.
And
he spurned her advance.
Well, just when President Logan was around, I think.
No, when she was feeding him. I agree with
President Logan to live. I want him to pull through. I because you know what? You got to have those scenes between them. I think really she's great on that show, but she's great with him. She's better with him than anybody else.
Charles. Yes, and his look.
And this is what he says. Martha. That's all he says.
He rolled his eyes at one point.
Martha.
Yeah. And with all the technology that they show us on 24, when he holds out that thing, that bracelet, that House Arrest thing, doesn't it really look like something from Buck Rogers, like from a 1970 TV show? I mean, everything else is so PDA. Send that to my wireless. Get that. Put that on 5,000 windows. Let's go boom, 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 boom. Then he's got this thing. I'm still under house arrest. And it's a big, gigantic, big-ass watch with a tiny red dot in the middle of it.
If you call being holed up in a 10,000-square-foot mansion, being in jail. Martha, there I am. I'm the weaselly little president with my beard. Stab me in the shoulder, please.
I'm surprised that they did not do the stabbing of President Logan as the end with the, you know, with the beep, 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 because there was still like 10 minutes left in the show.
Well, they didn't do that because they wanted him to well, or was that from scenes from Coming Attractions where he, Coming Attractions, yeah, look at it just like a movie, where he buys the farm. Did he... He buys the farm next week, right?
Oh, don't tell me. I never watched The Coming Attractions. The last thing I saw was they had him in the ambulance, and they said, we are losing him.
Right.
Oh, that's the last thing I saw.
He did Flatline, but we don't. That doesn't mean anything on 24.
Yeah, well, that's then that it was on last night's episode. It wasn't on the previews of Coming Attractions.
That's right.
We're losing him.
Right.
And then it goes, dee, and then they go right to the...
But who knows?
Yeah. So what you're saying that you wanted it to end right when he got stabbed?
Yeah.
Instead of in the ambulance.
I thought it would have been a better dramatic, because, I mean, who didn't, even though you kind of knew it was going to happen like 3 seconds before it did, I mean, when it happened, it was one of those 24 things where, I don't know about you, but physically, I went like, in my chair, I went like, Keanu Reeves, like, whoa.
Yeah.
I said to Janet, I said, is this the best effing show ever? God, this is better than American Idol. You know, much better. And I'll say the opposite.
The only thing you missed in The Coming Attractions is one of the scenes is they've got Red in a CTU, obviously, after this all happens. He's in the interrogation room, and he's going, I knew that I should have given her plastic utensils. I knew I should have given her the plastic utensils. Darn it, Martha.
Red.
Martha, please, your husband, President Logan, has died. Feed me a raspberry. Feed me a raspberry, Martha.
Is he, everybody interprets those characters differently. Buzz has his interpretation, right. You have yours. In that scene in the kitchen, I interpreted it as she's putting the thing in his mouth and like giving the come on, like, hey, I've got my head together. I'm not nuts anymore, and I'm kind of sexual right now. And my thought was that he was looking at her going, you're all over the place today, sweetie. There's no way we're having sex right now. Today, don't even start being sexual with me.
Yeah. Well, what you missed is they only showed him from the waist up, but his pants were around his ankle. Yeah. He was excited. He was standing there in his briefs, in his Secret Service briefs. Yes, feed me another raspberry, Martha.
Well. He was nude, except for that thing in his ear.
That's right. You know, though, you realize what great characters are to that show. I mean, Jack Bauer's fine, but you put those great characters on, and then you bring them back. And I hope that they didn't kill off President Logan. I hope he comes back in some, or at least they keep Gene Smart around for a while.
Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. When you guys had President Logan on and were interviewing him, he mentioned, he goes, you know, I loved coming back, as short-lived as it was. Meaning he's probably gone.
Well, I don't think he
did. Did he really say that?
I don't think
he said that. I caught that, and so I kind of knew it was coming last night.
Would we not have picked up on that?
We would. I think we would have.
There's
a bunch of
listen back.
Here.
You'll hear it. Melchor said it too.
Who said it?
That guy on there.
You said somebody else said it too. What are you saying? What?
Melchor said it too.
Melchor, the burping guy.
No, I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah.
Anyways, just if you listen back, you'll hear.
You know, you destroyed all your credibility. Yeah, he didn't say it.
And we're grateful for that. Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, did you guys happen to catch any of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions last night?
I've got it. I was on VH1 or something. I got a T-vote somewhere. I heard it was pathetic. The Van Halen part was just pathetic.
Really awful.
Well, the entire production was horrible. It's got to be the worst produced show in the history of broadcast.
But isn't the Letterman band, aren't they the band for everybody performing? Because my question was, when somebody sent me a thing I had to open up, God, I'm so computer stupid, but it was like, open this up to hear Van Halen. Okay, so I opened it up, and it was like Van Halen doing awful. It was Who's the background? It was not the Violent Femmes. It was...
Oh, Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver. Start with a V.
Flash's band.
Sucked.
They suck. And the singing sucked. And I thought, well, Paul Schaefer's band
right.
is the band, but I guess...
And they're a TV band, and they're sound guys. I mean, they probably know how to be mic'd for TV.
But the Paul Schaefer band is just a house band.
Right.
For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So when they get up there to perform, it's like they don't do it with help from Paul Schaefer. Mm-hmm. Unless they want to, I guess.
And is it the guys from the Letterman show, or is it just Paul that goes there?
No, it's all of them, from what I've heard. Well, Buzz would know.
Most of them go, and that's exactly how it works. Same as on the Letterman show, the guest, in this case, the honoree at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has the option of which musicians of Paul's to use and which ones not to use.
Oh, okay. All right. So here you go.
Mike,
hold on a second. Let me see. The only people who appear, as we said yesterday, were Mike Anthony and Sammy Hagar.
So sad for Van Halen getting inducted, and the only two people there are Sammy Hagar and Mike Anthony. That's ridiculous. So
the notes here say that Velvet Revolver, Butchered, Ain't Talking About Love, Slash screwed up the opening guitar lick.
Wow.
Then Velvet Revolver left the stage. Michael Anthony, Sammy Hagar came up and did Why Can't This Be Love? With Paul Schaefer and the house band. Backstage, Sammy Hagar said, let's hope Eddie comes out on the other side. I think that'll make everything a lot easier. Yeah. So, anyway.
Sounds like a very depressing evening.
Been saying that for 30 years. I guess so. The question is it worth watching? I've got a TiVo. I've got snippets of them singing on my computer that are not good. Is it worth watching?
Check out Patti Smyth. She's aged gracefully. Sort of like Mr. Burns off the stage.
Now, hold on.
Maybe that's worth watching.
Hold on. Do you mean, please be specific, do you mean Patti Smyth, the chick with the big hairy armpits, or do you mean Patti Smyth, who is married to John McEnroe?
Well, I guess it's Smith, the one who's saying Tonight is the Night with Bruce Springsteen wrote it or something like that.
That's Patti Smyth, Because the Night. Patti Smyth is Because the Night. Belong to lovers. And Patti Smyth.
Horrible.
Patti Smyth is the piece of ass who sang Goodbye to You.
With the very sexy mouth.
And Sam Scandal.
Yeah,
band.
Very confusing.
Patti Smyth's a piece of ass, I believe.
Well, he's talking about Patti Smyth, I think.
Yeah.
Who looked like Mr. Burns.
I would agree with that. I'm talking about a Patti Smyth album cover from 30 years ago.
Well, the problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's
she looked like Mr. Burns.
It's in Cleveland. You know, maybe it's that Cleveland karma that they get.
Hey, come on, dude. Cleveland rocks.
The ceremony was in New York, anyway.
Come on.
Oh, is it New York?
Yeah, the ceremony is. Isn't that ironic?
The whole thing screwed up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, who knew about it? I mean, yeah, this guy. I think he's the only person in the country that watched it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. What's going on, brothers?
Hey, now.
Hey, Mike, I got a problem with you, buddy.
Yeah, what's that? A lot of people do today.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Aren't leaders supposed to set the example for their foundations?
I think I'm doing a good... I mean, what did I do yesterday? I spent a good portion of the show talking about a wonderful cause, and I thought I was quite eloquent in my description of it.
How is
Mike not loving? What did that tell Sacramento when the leader of their foundation is a gargantuous gorilla?
What do you mean?
Hello? We've all seen pictures next to your girlfriend, and,
You're making a fat joke about me? That has nothing to do with Starve Sacramento now.
Mike's way down.
I can't learn from you.
No.
I can't learn from you.
You're absolutely wrong. No. Are you calling from Sacramento?
Yes.
Yes, see, my eating has nothing to do with your starving.
Right.
I keep eating because I see you and I can't stop eating.
Well, the thing is, it's not a question of whether you want to stop eating or not because you're not going to have the choice.
We'll fix that.
We're not tackling this at the individual level. We're tackling this at the corporate level. Grocery stores, fast food chains, because people like you need to be starved out.
I can't be starved out.
Is there a chance I could put you on hold and get your full name and address? Maybe we could talk about it. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm willing to listen.
Okay, I'll put you on hold and we can talk.
Hold on, please.
John, get his full name and address.
That's how the other guy started, you know, Mike.
Good night, nurse.
Don.
That's the first time you've asked for someone's address.
Maybe you're right.
And oh my God, here is it. Is this current picture? Patti Smyth. There you go. There she is, the lovely Patti Smyth.
Oh my God.
Put that right up on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no! Kelly Clarkson!
Ah!
Looks
like Eddie.
Eddie Van Halen. Got a break here. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Maria.
I'm just Chloe O'Brien. I need to do something in this computer.
Do you know what's going on with Jack Bauer?
As far as I know, he's still being held in the Russian consulate.
I need to talk to Bill Buchanan right now.
He'll be here after his meeting.
Does he know that I'm all alone here in a holding cell?
This isn't really a cell, and you're hardly alone. This is standard procedure for someone who's under house arrest.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm feeling ambivalent. I'm gonna go.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
First of all, let's keep talking about Giving 24 or your plan to eradicate Sacramento.
Yes.
Turns out we have a little bit of decision to make here during this catch-up break. We keep this break about 10 minutes so we can talk in the next segment to Boston Rob and Amber.
Wow.
Boston Rob and Amber.
Here.
No, of course.
On the phone, I mean, but on the show.
Yes. Yeah, now.
Weren't they voted off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the pickle.
Love having them on the show. Feel that we'd be letting the audience down if, as soon as they came on the show, we didn't say, hey, Boston Rob, hate your friggin' guts.
Yeah, I know.
You can say that without, you know, alienating him.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
He may have heard that before.
They have. Well, I'm sure he has, but does it not seem that stardom has gone to his head?
That's a fair question, too, don't you think?
What do you think?
You could ask him that. I don't watch him.
Well, I don't either. I'm basing this simply on...
But don't you think that we can ask him that, you know, by saying, don't you think all this overexposure, you have people that love you, that have you... I'd be curious to know, seriously, if he'd answer the question honestly, what he gets from people, you know? Does he get the... You know, we feel kind of passionately about him, you know, Boston Rob with that Boston Rob thing that he tweaks that up.
Don't you think he'll say, though, people love me. Everywhere I go, people come up and say, yo, Boston Rob, I love you.
Maybe. You never know. You never know how we'll answer that. If he does, you know what to do.
All right. Touche.
Yeah.
All right, we'll speak to him.
Well, so what's your dilemma is not to have him on? Or?
Oh, no. I think we should have him on. It's just I don't know if he... He's going to be a guy that's somewhere between ass-kissing and just totally being... absolutely offensive with as soon as he gets on the phone, going on the offense with him saying, oh, we finally have got you on the show. God, have I spent endless hours talking about what a bore you are. You know, that's the sticky wicket.
Yeah. Right.
How do you
play
it? And then you take us out of it totally.
But the fact is they are well-known, and it's always good to have well-known people on the show.
Yeah. I just don't want to let our audience down. That's not so stupid to say.
I get it.
I don't let our audience down, Mike. We finally have a named guest on the show, and
right,
all we do is suck ass, and
right, no,
it's Boston Rob.
Can't do that.
But on the other hand, you know, I'm sure I'll get caught up in the moment, though.
Like, well, you never know. Yeah. If
you're famous. I hate you, but you're famous, so I like you.
Exactly. That's what everybody does.
Yuck. I do like her, though.
Oh, wow. Is she going to be with him?
Yeah, they're both going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We got all on today. We got both of them on the phone.
Right. There's one solution. Yeah, that's too cruel.
What? Say it.
Go ahead. We just
starve them.
We're not going to starve them, Rob. We speak to her exclusively, and then at the end of the interview, we say, "Well, thank you very much for being on the show, Boston Rob and Amber."
Uh huh. Do you think that there's a chance that Boston Rob would go along with that? I mean, not that
I think we should talk to them. You know what? I think we should talk to both of them.
Well, of course.
And, you know, if they're jerks to us, then we'll know right away. You'll know right away if they're like, oh, well, you know. I'd like to express, you know, people love you, people hate you. I don't think we're the only ones that have said, hey, they're overexposed. They're kind of villains. You know, they've been on a lot of reality shows. I don't think we're the only ones that think that they're overexposed.
I just clear my conscience and say I could be totally disingenuous in the next segment.
All right. Well, there. Now you've covered it.
Because it's the way that I am.
And now you never know how they're going to be to us.
Yes, now
it's... So that could change everything, right?
That's right.
Then you can feel good about, you know, but if they're nice and they're, you know, they're not bad people, and we talk to them, we're going to ask them the tough questions.
He is bad people, though, Mike.
Don, you've never met him.
I don't care. I've seen him on TV.
I understand, but you know that we've had those experiences before
so many
where we've had people that we thought were real jerks, and it went better than we expected.
And he's not like even like a real TV star. He's a made-up TV star. He's a reality TV star.
Right. Yes, this is true.
Even worse.
All right, well, we'll handle it in our next segment.
But we're very excited to have him.
Oh, we are.
It's an A booking for our show.
It is.
Just very afraid that
it is an A booking on a show that never gets A bookings.
Really, you know, I'll be letting everybody down. But you know, in my head, I'll be thinking he sucks.
You won't let anyone.
No, don't say it.
Well, do you watch The Amazing Race? Have you watched it with them on it? Okay. So you know him from Survivor, like everybody else does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
and from the 8,000. Well, and from his MTV show.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch that show. That show did.
What was that called?
Puke. That was called Puke. And the second season was called Bile. No, it was Robin Amber.
Robin Amber.
The name of the show is Robin Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Amber. We'll do. All right, we'll talk to them in a second. That's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a list for you about Regis and who's going to be filling in for Regis.
They've already got a list out?
Yep, and it's a total suck list, Mike.
Is it really? Nobody on there that will even remotely help us?
It's the worst.
Nobody wants to go to the hospital. I'm looking forward to getting it done and getting on with my life. I hate to lay my own personal problems on my audience, but if I have to, and I did, well, everyone is a little nervous about it.
Uh-huh. Is that the little exclusive interview with Reg?
Yeah, here's some more Regis on the street.
It wasn't a shock. Even walking home, there'd be a shortness of breath.
You know, give him credit. He does love the spotlight almost as much as I do.
Right.
You know, he announces yesterday, and when we played the tapes yesterday, it was obvious that he was a little shaky, a little weak in the knees announcing this. He pulled himself together enough to do an exclusive interview with Entertainment Tonight,
right.
Then an exclusive interview with The Insider, then an exclusive interview with a New York TV station, Channel
right.
7, where he sat down to give them the one-on-one.
So he's making the floor. Well, this, you know, maybe in his mind he thinks this might be the last hurrah.
And I frankly knew something was wrong. The next step is, of course, the bypass. And you know that it's not always 100%. Sometimes somebody makes a mistake and you don't come out of it the way you should.
You know that's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
It was written all over his face yesterday. I mean, the guy is thinking about that, and I feel for the guy because, you know, he really, he can't hide it. He is incapable of hiding it.
Did you see the clip where they go to Kathy C. Gifford?
No.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Thank you. And let me say, she responds as you would expect her to.
Okay.
She's not surprised, Mike.
Really.
What he will be, I promise you, this is the world's worst patient. It's serious. Didn't shock me, but sadden me. He's going to be fine.
There you go. Kathy Lee Gifford, 15 years of the old man.
Right.
And that's what she says.
He'll be the world's worst patient.
World's worst patient. Didn't shock me. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Look at my puffy eyes.
Still bitter.
Look at my sagging boobs.
Hasn't she got a Broadway show coming up or something like that?
Had one?
Was it that quick?
I think so.
What he will be, I promise you, this is the world's worst patient. It's serious. Didn't shock me, but sadden me. He's going to be fine.
Get Joan London on the phone.
Hold on. Here's one more good Regis thing. This is Trump, and God love him. He won't give up the Rosie O'Donnell thing.
Okay. Regis, I just want to tell you, you're a special guy. Everybody loves you. You're the toughest guy there is, and you'll be back in no time.
And tomorrow on E.T., the Donald sounds off on Rosie's depression.
I can fully understand. When she looks in the mirror, she suffers from depression.
Wow. Wow, so he gets that little taste in there, too.
Won't let it go.
No.
All right, so here now from RegisandKelly.com, here are the celebrities who will be filling in.
This is etched in stone. This will not be changing.
Right. They say, by way of comparison, David Letterman was off the air for over a month,
mm-hmm.
right, when he had bypass surgery. In fact, Regis filled in for Letterman when they were having different celebrities host reruns of The Late Show while Dave was out.
Right.
Anderson Cooper was filling in for Regis today and will fill in tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, from MTV, Damian Fahey.
All right.
No, no idea.
Well, you know he'll be a male model.
For the next month, they have lined up Howie Mandel.
Okay, that's not bad.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Gay.
This is real. Oh, my God.
Pat Sajak.
Yeah, boring.
Jeff Probst.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst. Don, Mike, the tribe has spoken.
and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is going to co-host?
The rotation they have right now is Anderson Cooper, Damian Fahey, Hallie Mandel, Neil Patrick Harris, Pat Sajak, Jeff Probst, and Donald Trump.
Who the hell is Damian Fahey?
Exactly. He's a guy from MTV, buddy.
He's a VJ from VH1?
I don't know.
I've never heard of him until now.
That's what it says. I never heard of him before either.
Wow. He's filled in before.
Oh, and one more thing before we break for this Boston Rob and Amber thing.
Thinking of that list. I can't get over it. Pat Sajak, even Pat Sajak, who had a talk show one time, he's so twitchy on that show.
Let me see. Did you hear this about Jennifer Hudson? Okay. Jennifer Hudson yesterday was talking about her Oscar, and she said that, yes, winning the Oscar is great. Mm-hmm. Winning American Idol was awful. She said, if I had been better at my job when I was at Burger King, I wouldn't be here either, so shouldn't I thank Burger King as well as American Idol and as well as the Oscars for making me the star that I am? And Burger King responded by announcing that she can have free food for life. Free food.
Fantastic.
Wow. For life.
Hope she takes advantage of that.
Yeah.
I hope she takes advantage of that.
That offer not available in Sacramento.
That's right. Well, we don't have them on board yet. Yes, right now, hopefully. Well, we don't have anybody on board yet.
Okay, when we come back, you know I love him. Boston Rob and Amber.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day.
A survivor's life, nearly sinking, barely floating, filled with stress and strife, anticipation of that boat, and barely getting by. And your spirit has been broken when you hear Jeff Probst say, hey, the tribe has spoken. Survivor's life, waving to a deadly spider. Well,
shut
you
up.
Think that I
shut
find
up.
A ruin. Maybe right.
Shut up.
A quick man's game.
Shut
you gotta
up.
Moderate
shut
the
shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
And you
shut
must
up.
Remember, outwit, outplay, outlast.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
Let them squeeze your bag, Don and Mike.
All right. Lines just went right through Jenny on us. Were they on hold?
Huh.
Lines just went right through Jenny on us.
Well, we were, Rob, I guess you talked to him, right?
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
How were they?
Unfortunate.
How were they?
They were, survivory.
No, were they pleasant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, when we ask him a question, he gives us a non-answer. Survivory.
Well, the conversation, how shall I say, was brief.
It was brief.
They were pleasant. I said, we'll be a couple minutes. They said, fine, and we parked them on hold. And then,
then we get disconnected.
Yes, maybe they were scared of the Mad Dog singing.
Why would they be scared of that?
It's pretty scary.
John's on the phone with somebody right now. I should have known this would have happened. This always happens to us.
Doesn't it?
It always happens to us.
Do we have an inferiority complex, do you think?
No.
But yeah. It does. Are we paranoid?
No. Yes. Yes. I heard the voices in my head. I know what you're saying about us, John.
Hey, we had Probst. That went well.
That's true.
That went very well.
Oh, I'm just...
I mean, Probst has seen all of them.
Had Logan.
Here comes John Norman.
Simply momentarily frustrated.
They should be calling back right now.
Right now.
Here we go. Momentarily frustrated.
There it is.
There
it is.
All
right there.
Up for them.
Nice.
There go.
Here it is.
Smooth as silk.
That always seems to me to be a little speed bump.
What, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah. And here we go now. Boston Rob and Amber.
Hi, guys.
Hey there, how are you?
What's going on?
Boston Rob, are you guys in the same room?
He was walking into the room. He was outside on the grill.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
What are you cats doing?
Just hanging out, making lunch.
Making love or making lunch?
Lunch.
Bad connection.
Lunch.
Bad connection we have. Glad to have you on the show. I'm one of the guys. I'm Don, and then my buddy is Mike.
Hello.
Nice to meet
Mike.
You both. Hi there.
Okay.
You know, this is like on the Today Show when they try to talk to somebody in Iran.
It's like there's a little skip or there's a little delay. I think that it's a phone line. I think it's okay. It's just on speaker, and
right.
That's what maybe the problem is.
How are you crazy kids doing? Are you still crazy?
Are you crazy in love?
Oh, wait, does this sound any different? I took you off speaker.
Oh, that's so much
that's
better.
Nice.
Much better. That's great, Amber. Thank you for doing that. That sounds a lot better.
Okay, well, we'll just have to pass the phone back and forth, so you get me first.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Yeah, now we've got Amber all to ourselves.
Aren't you sweet? I'm sure, listen, Amber.
Is he amazingly difficult to live with?
Oh, you know what? He's a pleasure. Every day. He makes every day very exciting.
Amber, I'm so glad that I'm speaking to you, because I'm such a gigantic coward. But I'll tell you this. I hate your husband so much. But I really wanted to have him on the show.
From a TV standpoint, from watching him on TV.
I hate
him. Why do you want him have him on the show if you don't like him?
Exactly. I don't know why. Why is a moth drawn to a flame?
You secretly like him. You just don't want to admit it.
You think so? I have a legitimate question for can you put Boston Rob on the phone for a second?
Sure,
don't tell him I said that yet.
She just did. She's standing right next to her. Hi, Boston Rob.
What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Boston Rob.
I love you.
Boston Rob, I have a question. Because we're bringing up the whole thing of being loved, being hated. What do you get that? Do you get the love and hate thing from people?
I get it. And you know what? It's quite evident. I mean, it's fine with me. I like it. You know, like I wouldn't rather it any other way, because I'm like an all or nothing type of guy. So I like people that don't stand in the middle and take a side, and whether they love us or hate us, or me in particular, or whatever
Then Rob, I know you won't be offended. This is Don speaking. When I say your wife seems lovely, and my God, how did you get hit with such a lucky stick?
I don't know. I'm a lucky guy. Yeah. You know, I really am.
How is the marriage going? Is the marriage still? I mean, you guys have virtually lived your married life and the last how many years, I don't even know how many years it is, in the public eye. I mean, you seem to go from reality show to reality show. Are you guys still into each other?
Yeah,
I mean, really, seriously.
Totally. I mean, we've been married, it's going to be 2 years in April, but we've been together for almost 4 now, you know, and we just take it a day at a time.
All right, Boston Rob, you know, you seem like a cool guy, and you're very nice to take this line of questioning. I'm sure every ass disc jockey in America has done this, but I have to ask you, sir, where does the untapped confidence that you have come from?
Good question.
I don't know. I guess maybe because I'm Italian.
Well, look, let's not bring that.
You're always taught to, you know, just go for it, and, you know.
Let's not bring Italian
bar and this. Whatnot. And,
That's the end of that.
Someone should have predicted that. That Boston Rob would say whatnot. Now, we'll give them the chance when they call back to tell them that they broke a prime directive.
Right, right. We've done that with other celebrities. Now, that's only a courtesy that's given out to celebrities.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
And he said the word. And I guess what I was afraid to say to his face is...
You have
so much confidence for someone who has so little to offer. How do you make that work?
But when you said you didn't like him, you said it to Amber, and she goes, why don't you like him? And he was standing right next to her. So you may not have said it directly to his face, but it got to him.
So I am a tough guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Here, they're calling back. Are they?
Nope, they were.
Oh, I thought that was another little flash I saw. It's the spots I see in the corner of my eyes. Maybe they're not.
Well, I don't want them to go away mad.
No.
You know, just go away. Don't go away mad.
Who was the last? We had a celebrity that did it that we allowed back on the show.
I knew what it was. It was the guy from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right. Yeah.
And he came up with an appropriate word to take the place of
the
word that we do not speak of.
Yeah, and I think maybe if you went back on Boston Rob and you analyzed some of his little soliloquies on his reality shows, I do not believe that is the first time he has used the word.
Oh, no.
He might be the poster boy.
You know what? Really, and maybe therein lies the whole problem.
Johnny Gorman!
Hi, Yanni.
I remember for a fact when we had the tape from his reality show when he was trying to be a poker player that he dropped it a couple, three times.
Yes. You're not. He is. He's probably one of the worst offenders.
Has anybody from our end tried to call back and just tell them that we disconnected because he said that word?
I have not. I will if you'd like me to.
Please? I mean, Christ, let's not piss these people off totally.
No, and then and I think if we explain
and more,
it.
And more importantly, I don't care about Rob, Boston Rob and Amber. I care about the, what's her name at CBS, that nice lady Debbie that gets us all these interviews.
Well, there you go.
Good for Debbie.
Here's the way it should be solved. It's a reflex action with your finger that happens when you hear that word.
Hey,
the word of which we do not speak.
It's a sign of stupidity. I won't say that to Rob, to Boston Rob.
We just have a thing about that word.
It's a sign of ignorance, of your own personal ignorance.
Is it stupidity and ignorance, or is it laziness?
Yes.
Because, I mean, there have been, you know, we talked about CBS or CNN or Fox News, you know, interviewing these very well-educated people.
No, you know what?
Hold on. I don't think it's stupidity.
You just blew my argument to pieces, because you're right. I heard the word used on ABC News.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not just stupidity.
Yeah.
Speaking of stupidity.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Yanni.
Talk to their representative. They're at maybe another time that they would like to do it. After two hang-ups, they're not real pleased.
We didn't hang up on them the first time.
I know. Yeah. I told them that, but that didn't seem to really much matter. So I will write an email and make
a call. Just call the lady from CBS.
It wasn't actually the Debbie Marcus. It was a different one. This one's from...
Why don't we just say her whole name and her address on the air?
I'll get the address and send that out right now.
Well, then screw it. Screw them. Okay. If Debbie Marcus from CBS on...
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, I think it's really important to point out. Now, did we address the subject of of your difficulty with Boss Rob? We did.
Yeah.
Did we do it in such a way that I thought was reasonable? Yes, we did. Do we have a hard and fast rule... But if we make that, you want to talk about disappointing the listeners. If we didn't adhere to that rule with all celebrities, I can't imagine, and we can't make an exception. Even if it was the greatest celebrity
in
your
life,
if it was your favorite person and my favorite person, but we have to maintain our standards.
If we had George W. Bush on the show, you've got to know he's one of the biggest culprits of that, right?
Right. And me, if we had Phyllis Diller. No, we've had Phyllis Diller.
And you and I have had her. Let's be honest. We've had her in the biblical way.
That way. Yeah.
Can't you imagine
that? For me, you know who it would be? It would be Jack Nicholson.
See, Jack Nicholson would never say the word whatnot.
But if he did...
He is too cool.
But
he would never do it.
That's not my point. If he did...
Okay, first it's a moot point because there's no way you and I are ever getting Jack Nicholson on this show.
Well, you want Bob De Niro.
Yeah, right. I'd also like...
How long have you wanted Robert De Niro?
I'd also like to have a...
You already have that.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
Let me give a more realistic...
Is Robert De Niro still the top of your list?
Yes. I'd also like to be Pope for a day. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'd do everything in my power to have that not happen. That would be Armageddon.
To have me be Pope for a day?
That would destroy our friendship. Because I would seriously... That would be something... That would really... You know, after my mother dies, you go ahead. You know, but no.
Hold on, you want to talk to her?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, don't you say those dreaded words in that Predator mortgage commercial that you advertise for?
How many times?
He might be a fake.
No, I don't think so. Hello?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I said, don't you say those dreaded words in that mortgage company
What's your point?
Well, you use them. Why wouldn't somebody else use them?
He is dumb.
Because it's running all the... What's the area code?
Oh, he's from Sacramento.
Of course.
Yes, for the 8,000th time, yes, I did cut a local commercial for our affiliate in Sacramento, and I did wittingly ad-lib the word whatnot as a way of reinforcing the fact that it's kind of a joke on the show. In no way was it meant to be taken seriously by you, the dumb listener, who will soon be starving in Mike O'Mara's Sacramento.
Drive Sacramento now.
Well, it seems you guys are taking it pretty seriously, so I just thought I'd inquire.
Taking what seriously? Taking what seriously?
We're just trying to have fun.
There he is.
Just trying to have some fun.
Oh, God. You know what it's going to be like when he's looking at his elbows, pointing through his skin?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling to say that Jack Nicholson did drop the whatnot bomb in The Departed.
But well, that's a character.
If it's a written line.
And, hey, here's an opportunity to teach. That is very much like Don using that in a commercial.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
That's it. Right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, my wife has a problem saying the blankety blank,
right,
and it drives her crazy when I use the and hang up on her.
See you later. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's a New England thing. That
my ass it is. I am from New England. That is not a New England thing. Do not, where are you calling from?
He hung up, Mike.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to overreact. I really wasn't that upset at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there.
Hey,
I was wondering, what was the over-under on Rob Singh, the dreaded W-N-word?
If we'd only known.
Someone should have had that. Here again is our producer, Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Whatnot may be like an upper northeast thing. My best friend uses it all the time, and he drives me insane. He's just way too smart, and I correct him every single time.
All over the country.
May I say also that it is a Midwest thing. I have corrected my son-in-law tons of times on the use of that word.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether you can zero it into any particular region. I think
it came originally from Hartford, Connecticut. from Glastonbury.
Gloucester. From the fishermen. Where the fishermen is.
From
the Gloucester fishermen. Glastonbury, Connecticut, home of noted author Candace Bushnell. And several other best-selling authors.
Mike didn't square with her in high school.
No. We had that discussion over the weekend. I brought it up after a few cocktails, I think, Friday night.
Mike took Candace Bushnell to a high school prom and didn't get
Author of Sex in the City,
right.
The lady who the character Carrie is based on.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be happy to know that...
Right, a eunuch could score with her.
You'll be very happy to know, and thank you for that. You know, that's after I gave you that little thing before. I forgot what it was.
Sorry about that.
The table... It was the exact same conversation. And then the entire table I was sitting with, a bunch of guys, we went down famous people. One guy had Sandra Bullock, who he had graduated with. Wow. Another person had another actress. And each time the name would be brought up, did you bang her? And that was it. And of course, none of us had. And laughter ensued after that. But I did put a tuxedo on and drive her to the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You
didn't get nothing.
Yeah. I got something later that night. With myself.
Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I bust a gut laughing. That happened so quick when he said what.
Oh, hold on. You just got it too.
Damn. I know what I said. I said when you said it hangs down to the floor, I said it already does, you know?
Right? Well, then I'm sorry that
and then
I
you call me a eunuch, so I'm going to take back that hanging down to the floor.
You banged her so hard her airbags blew.
Thank you very much. Thank
her,
you.
Her.
Her. Ganglionic twist.
That's what you did.
That's what I did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Enough Boston Rob and Amber.
Yeah. I really feel satisfied with that interview, though.
Yeah, ready for some real fun, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Whoopee!
It has been a month of Sundays since we have played Warm Weather Honk for Cash. Yeah.
We've all forgotten to do that.
Yeah, we don't even have to tell you little brains how to play this game, right? Well, okay. You're in your car. You're at a left-hand turn arrow, a stoplight that has an arrow indicating you can make a left turn only when the little green arrow goes. You sit there, and when the light turns green, you say nothing for 30 seconds and don't move, and we pay you $1 for every honk we hear from motorists who are pissed at you.
Right. Make sure your phone is near the window so we can hear those honks come a-knocking.
And we do pay one American dollar per honk.
Yeah, you can win some serious money.
Rob, you're crazy.
Don't you think?
Stop that music right there.
Let's try it.
What?
Rob says, how about $1.50 a honk today?
No, because then you'll get the riffraff.
No, you don't want that.
What with an extra 50?
Yeah, damn right.
That attracts the wrong crowd.
Attracts the wrong crowd. You've got to have somebody at the door keeping that cover charge down to a minimum.
Put it in my hand, Mike, for a dollar. All right, honk for cash.
$1.50, Mr. Math.
Let's play this game.
Oh, there's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it to $1.
Yeah. Thank you, Don.
Thank you. As stupid does. Call now with Honk for Cash.
Boston Robin Amber, we hardly knew you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike at 3 o'clock. That show is just awful. You can't listen to it. A bunch of idiots. They sound like two jerks. Why don't you put some sensible people? I don't mind you changing the program, but let's put something more reasonable on. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be anything that has to please old people, because I'm not an old person.
Oh, yes, you are.
But these two guys sound ridiculous and stupid. They have nothing good to say on this program but stupid things they do all day long, and they're late for work, and they're this, and they're that, and they're right. And who wants to hear this nonsense? You made fun of the other program. This is worse than the last program we took off.
No, it's not.
I love you.
Come on, get rid of that and put somebody there. No. Get a good person.
I love you.
Somebody that's important on this station.
Get on your knees.
I love you, Coco.
Give me love.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you talking about?
He's talking to Mark lately.
Faggot?
The number one show in Iraq, Cemento, the Don and Mike program.
Maybe we can...
Well,
no! Can we call it
that?
Well, hi, everybody! Welcome back to the show.
It's time for Honk for Cash.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's the matter, MHK?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't like it? Oh, you're just fooling around.
This show is almost over.
No, it's not.
Hip, hip, way to be.
Oh, boy. Mrs. Julia Child impression.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy, you know. This good lady, you know, I'm Julia Child.
There you go. You know, remind me, coming out of our next break, we'll replay that thing that's on our website from the listener in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
The remix of Merrill Howard Kalin doing I Feel Good.
It's going to be a big, big hit. It's going to sell a lot of records.
Big hit on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Okay, here we go with Honk for Cash. Explain this for you here so it works absolutely flawlessly.
I really believe that today is the day it's going to be a smash hit.
Well, the weather is great just about everywhere.
Yeah.
You're out in your car, got your windows down, digging on the show. You get to a stoplight. Very important. What?
Nothing.
You don't like it when I sell it, do you?
No, I love it when you sell it. I'm totally amused.
You mock me.
How the hell am I mocking you?
You're mocking me with your eyes. Your eyes are mocking me.
I'm enjoying the sale. Go ahead.
Someday it'll work.
You're a master pitchman.
Someday it'll work.
I think this is going to be it. I'm sorry I interrupted with my eyes.
Cover them.
Cover them up.
Cover them.
Go ahead, Don.
They're burning through your hands.
Tell them how the game is played.
Never mind. Let's just go to calls.
Very good.
Let's go. Let's get right to it.
Should be fine.
Right to Mike's burning eyelids.
In my hand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
The beauty of this game, you can play from anywhere in America, any of the 25 cities you broadcast to over the radio.
Get ready to break the bank.
All you got to do is be in traffic, have a cell phone. I got my eye on you. I got my eye on your eye, Mike.
It's going to work this time.
Now, when you get to the light and you've got the green left-hand turn arrow, you don't go.
And you wait for people to honk at you. That's why we call it Honk for Cash. Where are you right now, Josh?
I'm at the corner. I'm at Central and Ridge Road right now, and it's about to turn green.
Very good.
Are there cars?
It's green.
Okay, go.
Go.
Don't talk. Go. Now, we, of course, don't trust him. It's our nature. He is being a good listener and not talking for 30 seconds.
That's good.
and...
I counted six honks. However, five of the six were from the same horn.
Mm-hmm. Josh, would you please be a love and honk your own horn?
Josh?
Josh?
Josh? Hasn't brought the phone back up to his head yet. He's being a good listener. Mm-hmm. You know, he's giving you a little leeway. But
okay.
Josh?
Yes.
Josh, could you beep your own horn?
Hang on, Sid.
Different horn, yeah.
So are you willing to admit, Mike, that this is a stone-cold winner?
I am.
Yes.
Out of the gate.
Success.
Success. You got $6, Josh.
$6. And if we did that on Rob's scale, he would have won.
Yeah, I don't know.
$9.
$9.
I did it in my head.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Josh.
Love it when you challenge my one real area of retardation.
Hold on. Now, the magic of Honk for Cash is this. You get to the light. The green arrow indicating left-hand turn goes. It changes from red to green. At that point, you don't go anywhere. You hold the phone out the window. Close your eyes, Mike.
Hey, it worked the first time. It worked this pitch.
And then the people behind you are so pissed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I get so angry because I says, the car's behind me. The car's in front of me. They're not moving. I got to honk my horn.
And they'll go from being very small to gigantic, and you'll lose a lot of weight.
That's BM's, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
I forget.
I know. I'm confused.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the most successful installment ever of Honk for Cash. What is your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, where are you right now?
Just south of Annapolis on Route 2.
Route 2,
okay. Yeah, you're listening on
busy commuter route.
Are you listening on our Baltimore station?
Yeah, right now.
Jeremy, let me ask you a question since I'm familiar with that area. Are you heading towards Baltimore or towards Annapolis?
I'm south of Annapolis going south. So right now I'm at Central Avenue and Route 2.
Oh, that would be kind of populated this time of day.
I would assume there's potential here.
Is there a traffic light, more importantly, with a left-hand turn arrow in your future, Jeremy?
Yes.
Where is it, friend?
Actually in the lane now, and it's still green.
It's still green.
So are you moving?
It just turned red. Ah. Okay.
All right, so where are you? How many cars are in front of you? How many are in back of you?
I'm the first. I'm at the beginning, and right now there's three cars, but there's more lining up behind me.
Okay, now here's an important question that we should ask these people more often. Is there a lane directly to your right, or your left?
Is there a left-hand turn lane to your right? Can people get around you?
It's a single turn lane.
Single turn lane?
He seems to
have the concept.
This guy would be golden.
Now, as far as the light cycle, Jeremy, how long do you figure before you get the advanced green?
Probably about 3 minutes, maybe, I'm guessing.
3 minutes.
And again,
he's a keeper, though, Don.
And again, he's so much better than our usual contestant who just offers up about 30 seconds or 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's telling the truth that it's 3 minutes. He also, you know, identified the single lane left-hand turn lane.
Yes,
that's the key.
Most importantly, when that light changes, what are you going to do for 30 seconds, Jeremy?
I'm going to shut my damn mouth.
Jeremy, I have a slight tip for you that might work. I don't want to throw a monkey wrench into this, but when the light turns green, just let off the brake a little bit so your car slightly moves forward, then stop.
Yeah, and get rear-ended. that's the new game.
Won't be his fault.
Rear-ending for sex.
I have no...
I mean rear-ending for money.
Wow, you are in favor.
What did I say?
Rear-ending for sex. Where is your brain? Where did that come from?
Gay.
This man's not asexual. All right, Jeremy, what's going on?
You say you're looking for hot sex.
People going the opposite way, I'm on Route 2. The people on Central Avenue are coming right now, so I should be coming up soon.
Charming accent that you have, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. See, I'm afraid that if we put all the time into working with this guy...
Yeah, if we go to another caller, it's going to be too late.
No, as soon as we come back to him, he'll say the light just changed.
It's actually getting ready to turn. It should be soon, so...
Jeremy, when it turns green, tell us, and tell us in an exciting manner.
And remember, it's 30 seconds of silence on your part. You hold the phone out the window, and you just get ready for the money.
Hey, great.
Go! One.
Listen to us. A couple of hacks. That's one of those DJ things we do.
Go!
Both of us together. I'm frickin', I'm frack. We're the Morning Flakes.
Don't be ashamed of your heritage.
Now he's playing the game honest. He's halfway through.
Yes.
He's not gotten dick.
Wow. Shocker.
A little at the beginning. Hey.
Sorry.
Would you stop at Betty Davis eyes?
Sorry about that.
26.
So waiting for double digits.
8, 29.
One! Oh. A total of one for Jeremy.
A gold coin.
One doubloon for you, Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Okay. Hey, you know what I did, though?
What?
Right when it turned red, I went.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, he didn't win any money, but he did a real a-hole move, which was right at the end when it turned red, he turned in oncoming traffic.
Everybody behind me had to stay there.
Jeremy, only one honk for you. Only one person beeped at you.
Would you please honk your own horn, sir?
Yeah.
Man, now we have a sticky wicket.
That sounded like the horn that we heard honk.
Jeremy.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think he would. If he was going to do it, he would have done it more than once. I think he was playing the game honestly.
All right, Mike, what is the big cash bonanza that we have for the second straight winner on Honk for Cash?
Don, our friend Mike. Jeremy from Annapolis has won $1.
Incredible!
One American deli.
Hold on a second. Let's try another, shall we? Because this is kicking some ass today, baby.
Well, we're breaking the bank. We've given away $7 so far.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Scott in Las Vegas.
Scott in Las Vegas.
Who doesn't know about the traffic in Las Vegas, right? Gets worse every day.
Scott.
I'm sitting on the strip at Flamingo Road, Crescent Valleys, and the Bellagio.
And that delightfully is giving us a little travelogue of Las Vegas as well as playing the game.
Now in Las Vegas, everybody knows how crowded it is down there on the strip.
It's crazy.
Especially when the thugs are there during the NBA weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting killed and Pac-Man Jones is making it rain dollar bills in a strip club. And hey, how about that Pac-Man Jones? We've not even talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
$81,000 the guy walked into a strip club with during the NBA All-Star game and threw it all over the place.
Right, and then people had Pac-Man fever after that. I'm terribly sorry for that joke. Scott, are you at a left-hand turn lane?
Yes, I am. It's at about 10 seconds before I turn
10 seconds. Scott, you know the rules? You know the rules, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm hoping that you win a big old pile of money.
I got the pen here. Ready to write.
It's green.
Go!
Go! Go, you bastard! Go, you son of a bitch! Go! Go! Beat like there's no tomorrow!
I think I heard one. Yeah.
Somebody out there, please. Be agitated. Where's the road rage?
Two. Three, it's his own horn.
It might not be.
Skeptic.
Cynic. 26, 27, 28. This is radio gold. I'm telling you, this is absolute radio gold.
All right.
Hello?
Scott, are you there?
You could have this bit made into a beautiful watch or perhaps a nice set of earrings for your chick.
Yeah, who needs to induct Van Halen into the Hall of Fame?
Well, there's a late comer.
Scott?
Hold on, your 30 seconds are up. Scott, we need you to honk your own horn, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
No. Okay, you were right. I was the cynic.
How many, Mike?
Scott has won a grand total of $3.
Yeah.
$3 for you, Scotty.
You're goddamn right. $3, bringing the total amount given away thus far on Honk for Cash 2.
I'm happy to say the Don and Mike Show has now gone into double digits as we have given away a grand total during this Honk for Cash of 10 American dollars.
Yeah.
$10.
And incidentally, when you want to spice up the dollar, say American in front of it. $10 American dollars.
That's right.
As opposed to Canadian dollars.
Or euros.
Or euros.
Or pesos.
Pesos. Or
Deutschmark. Or yen.
Yen. That's what I was looking for. Yen. What do they give away out in Russia?
Rubles.
Rubles.
Scott?
Yes.
Jeff, you're a big fat winner. And you sound as excited as a Honk for Cash winner should.
Way to get him agitated, Scott.
Yeah, hold on, please.
Brilliantly played.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Adam out of Las Vegas. I'm a cab driver. That no way that guy was at that light and only got those, that many beeps.
My friend, I
like that attitude.
I want to tell you something, though. This is what drives me nuts about this game. I guarantee tonight, when I pull out and get my in my racing match with Buzz to see which one of us can leave first.
That's right, out of my way.
If we get to that right-hand turn, Buzz, and God forbid one of us doesn't make that right on red immediately,
yes.
Is there or is there not always some huge hard on behind us, like in a big Chevy Blazer, just like, you know, the guys that got like the monster tires,
right,
on,
yeah,
the guys
right,
looking
yeah.
at you like he's way up here like a pharmacist at CVS. Move it.
But did you hear that confidence with Adam? Adam thinks he can really generate the honks right now.
We get no love from people. No. It never works on the show like it does in real life.
I don't respect the game.
I'm trying to turn around and get to this turn right now where you can see what it's really like to be a cab driver out here.
All right, now how far away are you from the left-hand turn signal?
I'm about 50 feet, but I'm in stop traffic right in front of the
hold
hot
on,
rock right
hold
now.
Hold on, we'll come back to you. We'll keep you in play, Adam. Oh. We'll come back to you. Let's go to whoever's on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I was wondering if we could mix the game a little bit. I'm just on Hunter Mill. I was just going to stop, make a put on my blinker, but not really, you know, just nowhere. It's not at a left turn signal, but it's just on the road.
Rob, would you say, hold on just a second. Yeah. I need you to do
we're going to have you talk to a guy about that.
If you could please.
Is that breaking the rule?
Well, let's see. One more you're modifying the rules. Start again. What did you plan on doing?
Play some more.
I'm on Hunter Mill Road. I was just going to put on my blinker and not turn.
Hold on one second.
Fast.
You know, could you please say that again? I'm really sorry. We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay, I'm on Hunter Mill Road. There's no traffic coming if I want to make a left turn, and everyone will beep at me and be very angry.
Did you get that, Mike?
Yeah, and I think the answer would have to be no. We're sorry, but you're trying to modify the rules. Do you think that would work, ma'am?
But I have to drive. Doesn't that just make everything okay?
I don't know. Are you hot?
Of course.
What?
You were doing it for me.
No, I wasn't.
Who's
the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, I'm like 5'2".
I didn't hear it.
30. I don't know.
Are you a blonde? Are you a blonde, a brunette, or a redhead?
Black with a white stripe. Can I do it now? Can I do it now, please?
Don, do you want her to do it now?
I don't know. What do you want to do again?
Hold on.
Now, she's doing something that is absolutely unsanctioned by our show.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Not league play.
Highly irregular. She's trying to modify the rules of the game.
Did you see the sign, No Pepper?
What a great springtime reference that is. No Pepper.
You always see that during the...
in the old stadium.
During the spring training game.
She's back on the line. Is it you, my dear?
Darling?
Okay, everyone's going around if that didn't work.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
This is... Bye now. Thanks for the help. Oh, she didn't say goodbye.
Although she did describe herself as Lily Munster.
Really?
Yeah, 5'2" with black hair with a white streak.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the cab driver in Las Vegas.
Adam.
Yes. Okay, I'm pulling up to the light right now. It's the arrow. It's probably going to get in like 15 seconds, I'm thinking.
All right, Adam, beautiful. Now, you drive a cab there in Vegas. You have the last chance to win here. The deal is when the light turns green... You don't move your cab, and you hold you hold your phone out the window, and for 30 seconds, we just listen to all of the angry Las Vegas people who are mad that you're not moving.
Professional driver Adam. Is it green?
No, it's not, and I'm like the third car in line, none filed up behind me yet.
You don't have any cars in back of you?
No.
After all that hype?
After all that hype, can you believe that?
After the fact that you're a professional driver from Las Vegas?
It never happens.
Okay, I get sarcasm, Mike.
I'm sorry, Don.
And don't say it that never happens, because we've had how many winners today? And
we've given away $10, thanks to Josh, Jeremy, and Scott, between three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Munster, however, tried to break our rules, and we weren't having any of it.
No. Is that light changed yet, Adam?
Yes, changed right now. I'm just going to sit right here.
Go! Shut up, go!
Kind of difficult with nobody in back of him. Yeah. Very busy, crazy Las Vegas traffic. He found the air pocket.
Let's listen to the excitement of Las Vegas.
Really no point if no one's going to honk.
You're listening to Las Vegas, the city that really never sleeps.
And change the red. I think oh, you, you guys are.
Oh, jeez. Oh. See, Adam.
That's horrible.
And, oh, all the way out in Las Vegas.
Oh, you talked before your 30 seconds were up. I am so sorry, Adam.
Let me take this opportunity to support and salute all the cab drivers out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you, Adam.
You have a good, good day, you guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Anytime's a good time for Wayne Newton. A little Wayne Newton break.
Is this him during the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah.
A little pitchy here, Wayne.
Right, off you go.
He lost 40 pounds by only eating Caesar salad.
This nice guy. Well, that would be a successful edition of
Absolutely
Hard for Cash. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Boston Rob.
One of the best ever. You know, no question about that.
Killer! A killer bit!
It was indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Go ahead, God. Take my life today. I'll die a happy man.
And now we're just waiting for the accolades to come in.
That's right. I thought that these would be calls of congratulations.
Funniest ever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Scott from Vegas calling back. I want my $3 because that cab driver's a punk.
Well, now, hold on. Seriously, someone should have given you $3.
No, they asked me if I wanted it, but I want it now.
Wait, they asked you if you wanted it?
Yeah.
I think when we give away a small cash prize, we ask...
Do you really want it?
You really want it?
Yeah, and if people out there were smart, the thing is John and Rob just don't like doing the paperwork.
Right.
If people were smart, they'd always say yes because you got to know that if you win $3, it costs CBS like $25 just
to process it.
Just to process your check. When we do stuff like that, CBS gets more mad at us than when we give away $1,000.
Exactly.
They really come back to us and say... Do you know how many people have to sign off on the fact that you gave away $3 on your show at the bank?
And also, if they decline the $3, John and I split it.
Of course.
Well, Scott, hold on for your $3.
Okay, cool.
Take the check, okay?
Yeah. All right. I'll make a copy of it and put it on my website.
Okay.
Shame we couldn't give that money to Adam and Lily Munster.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Are we done playing? I'm on Benning Road in Southeast. I want to play.
Benning Road in Southeast? That's an incredible traffic location.
I'm guessing from what you just said that you don't think it will be?
No, I think this could be a great edition of Bonus Song for Cash.
is the light right in front of you?
Yes, I'm pulling up to a red light now.
Go to the light, Carol Ann.
I want to honk.
What's your name, sir?
Bill.
Bill, how about a bonus round?
She's my girl, Bill. Bill walked me to my door last night, and he said, before I go...
Play or not?
Bill, we've just said we want you to play. Are you near a red light?
Okay, I am at a light pulling up now, and there's about 100 people behind me.
You're at a what? A red light.
It's turned green already. You want me to put on the...
Yes, go!
Go.
The brakes are on right now.
No, no. You're disqualified, Bill. You're running your mouth. Muttermouth Bill, you don't get to win the bonus round.
Well, we tried to open the hopper and give away more stacks of cash.
Unfortunately, Bill, more excited than he was bright.
Yep. Let's say goodbye to Bill.
As we do, let's enjoy some music, shall we?
Gonna set my soul on fire. That's Wayne Newton, you douchebag. So get those stakes up
higher. Faggot.
Oh, hey.
I could listen to that song all night. Yeah.
Stop it, everybody. Stop it. This next bit. Just stop it, Mike. Go down in radio history. We got a break. It's called Hunt for Cash.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good one, everybody. It was one of the best. All you other DJs and all the other markets, go ahead. Steal it. See if you can make it work as good as we did tomorrow on your shows. And, of course, God bless. God bless you. And God bless our troops. Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you so much, Wayne. All this thuggery in Vegas over this All-Star weekend. It's not my Las Vegas. You know what bothers me, Wayne Newton?
What, Wayne?
What's that, Wayne? That there's a guy named Rob Spiewak. Such a cheap bastard. He gave his friends an autographed picture of me that he took himself at a camera. And when a camera purchased... Did you purchase that camera with money that you earned working on the Dynamite Show? Or is that another one of the fabulous perks that you got?
They bought that.
I can't even imagine how cheap that is. What a cheap bastard you are, Rob Spiewak. Sorry, Rob. I shed a quiet tear when the Sahara imploded.
Hey, that was cool.
Yeah.
What a great hotel it was.
I love seeing that on TV. Did you just fart?
As badly as I possibly can.
They had that last night on the news, when the implosion of
Love
the...
Yeah,
and my God, it's like something out of Ocean's Eleven or one of those movies. And you watch it and you go, oh, it's so real, it's so cool.
Well, a fantastic spectacle for you. A sad part of my life. Goodbye for me. That's the way I feel about it when they blow up hotels in Las Vegas. That's a great moment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make it fast. We gotta take a breath break here. Hello. We got to make like a banana and split.
We're burning daylight.
We got to make like a tree and leaf. Hello.
And you're going to be that quiet and not show the proper amount of remorse for the Sahara. And then we're not going to do it to you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware, on September 22nd, Mr. Wayne Newton will be playing Sunfest at Ocean City?
Oh, wow. Oh, my friend, can I tell you, not only am I aware, there is a lady named Big Frida who I've already secured tickets for.
Oh, thanks.
That's right, my beloved mother-in-law. Maybe the two of you can get some beach time in. Unfortunately, Mike, you and I will be working. So she will have to be taken to the show by one of her other children who does not yet know that they're the lucky winner.
She'll have a great time at the show.
Of a ticket to take Mom to see Wayne Newton.
Wow.
Ahead of the curve, as always. Thank you so much.
No, actually, it was in Ocean City about a month ago, going past the convention center where they were having whatever their hot rod show or whatever. And we were driving by, and Jan said, oh, my God, look at the marquee. And you know they got the thing going by, the almost like a stock market ticket
for sure.
Upcoming events? And it just says among all the stuff, you know, all the has-beens that are going to be there. It's like, first it says, Rod Stewart impressionist,
right?
Impersonator. That is like Jimmy Buffett impersonator.
Wow.
Then it's Beach Boys impersonators. And all of a sudden it's Wayne Newton.
Real Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton. Now, it doesn't say the real Wayne Newton. I remember we stopped the car and drove around
to
the
block. To make sure it's not an impersonator.
So I could watch the scroll go by again, and it was, okay, Rod Stewart impersonator, Jimmy Buffett impersonator, Beach Boys impersonator, Wayne Newton, real Magilla.
He's going to be there with his band.
I already got tickets for my mother-in-law.
Nice. That fantastic.
That must mean Bobby Vinton canceled.
Oh, now. That's not very nice, fat ass.
You don't care for that?
Let's talk about the Pennsylvania Polka.
Oh, it's a great song.
Absolutely.
And his holiday favorite, Santa Claus Must Be Polish.
Santa Claus! Now you're talking about another performer. He's good in his own right, but he's pissing me off.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
Thank you for the call. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, goodbye.
Phil, you're the best son-in-law in the world.
Bye!
Clearly, I am. He's that right. Goes without saying. Thank you for the call.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Farewell, fat ass. Thank you.
Wait.
Yeah, what's that, Rob?
That's your brother.
My brother. Of course, Rob is referring to the famous Sir Isaac. Yes, I'm old.
I know what he's talking about.
He's talking about that tape we have somewhere in our archives where Wayne Newton says,
my brother,
I wanted to kill my brother.
Mm-hmm. I learned karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
Isn't that where we had the same tape where he says that Johnny Carson was calling him a faggot? He called up Johnny Carson and said,
never do that again.
Yes, Rob was referencing my brother Jerry Newton. I wanted to kill my brother. And I said to Carson, if you do that again, you call me a queer one more time, I'll knock you right on your
head. That's what happened then, Wayne.
And it stopped. It stopped right after that. And I continued with my show at the Sands.
And I think they call me Captain Rivers of Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, it's a pretty outstanding edition of Honker Cash.
Sure was.
Sure was.
I really enjoyed myself.
Now it's time to go. Let me sing for you. Ladies and gentlemen.
One, two, four.
Satan's gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire.
Stop the whole goddamn thing. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'd have fist fights. And I'd end up at the short end of that stick. I took up karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Johnny Carson began a routine about Wayne that seemed to mock his masculinity.
You know, I'd done his show 20 times. Why would he be making those jokes about me? And he would say things like, I don't know if you've seen Wayne Newton and Liberace in the same bathtub, but it is pink.
The new Wayne Newton wasn't laughing along anymore. He went to Carson's studio unannounced and confronted him.
And I closed the door. And I said, I don't know why you're doing that kind of trash humor about me, but it better stop. And it better stop now. I'm going to knock you in your ass. I'm sorry it had to happen. Because I was a big fan of his. And maybe therein lies the real problem. I was hurt more than I was angered or felt threatened about my masculinity.
The jokes stopped.
I mean, it's funny. How's your friend Dan Coulter and the faggot word? What are you talking about?
I like their show. I like their show a lot. Don Gelano and Mike O'Mara.
All right, everybody. Got the news with Buzz coming up. Buzz, are you going to be talking about Viacom versus YouTube?
I thought I'd mention it, yeah, but all go right. Ahead if you want.
No, I was just looking at an industry website, and looks like our company is doing everything they can now to screw up YouTube.
Whereas prior to this, I mean, you could actually see an awful lot of content that, you know, it almost seemed like they were partnering. Yeah.
I thought so. Nice. Wasn't CBS supposed to get a bet with Google to it at some point? Were we supposed to have some type of a web allegiance with them?
But I know Worldwide Pants used to be on YouTube all the time, and now you don't see anything.
Still being negotiated, and in some ways I think CBS would like to do their own deal and not partner with somebody else.
All right, well, fair enough. We'll get to that in the news in just a moment with Buzzito. Hold on now. Let me get some of these tapes out of the way here. Hold on. Every phone line is ringing. God damn it, there's a lot of stuff happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Scott again from Las Vegas. Do you guys want me to go to Wayne Newton's house tomorrow? And by the left turn lane and play...
How do we get rid of this guy?
What is the deal?
This guy will just not get off the telephone.
Jesus.
Is that the guy we owed the $3 to?
That's the guy. Nah, give him $6.
Give the guy $3 and just take the line off hold.
Hello. Double his money, maybe he'll go away.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Howdy.
Hey, man. I'm from White Oak in Stafford County. Y'all were talking about Wayne Newton.
Yes, sir.
He is from down here. There's a lot of Newtons down here. They're very prevalent. And he refuses to acknowledge that he's from Stafford County, even though
That's not true at all. That's absolutely not true. He did that on the show that he played at the Birchmere.
When we saw Wayne Newton in suburban D.C., or in D.C., we live in suburban D.C., when we saw him, he talked about being from Virginia.
Stopped the show and said, hey, I'm from Virginia.
There's a bunch of people down here that are relatives of him that he refuses to speak to. I was at the copper shop yesterday talking to some folks.
Maybe they are blood-sucking leeches. You ever think about that?
Don't forget, his mansion is called Shenandoah, where the guinea hens run free.
That's right, Casa de Shenandoah.
Just stop this, please. Otherwise, we're going to spend the rest of the day on Wayne Newton Boulevard.
Don't make us defend Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton Boulevard. Thank you, Buzz. Rob. All of these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tapes we have?
Yes.
Any of them worth hearing at all? I mean, we've got
not really
21 different cuts.
No, I'm pleased that I cut them up, but they're really sucky.
Okay.
So you mean that, really?
Yeah, I really do.
Hence, oh, honest.
Hence the riddle that is Rob Spiewak. He did do the legwork.
Just in case.
He did tape the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
uh-huh.
Put it onto a disc, gave me a grid with 21 different cuts.
Just in case. Typed it up, the little typing that goes
printed
on.
Printed it up. Said to him, which of these should we play? None. They all stink.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one, it would be the Paul Schaefer cut where he reads the letter from Phil Spector just because he is so over the top. That was my favorite part of the evening.
Mm. All right, well, let's hear that one.
Cut 21.
How many hours you put into this project?
Countless. I did it all morning.
Gives me a lot of pleasure to read this note right now.
That's Paul Schaefer?
Yeah, he's like...
Sounds like the manic Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, yeah.
Gives me a lot of pleasure to read this note right now. I am extremely happy for the Ronettes from the days of 1963 at Gold Star Studios. I wish them all the happiness and good fortune the world has to offer. And it's signed Phil Spector, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, not exactly a rousing round of applause there.
Best tape.
Phil Spector. That's the best tape?
Uh-huh.
Down from there.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Nothing musical on there?
You know what? Grandmaster Flash sound is pretty good.
Thank you. I already took it out of the machine. All right, Rob. I don't know.
No, don't.
That's not worth it, not worth the trouble, he's saying.
I promise.
He's saying it's not worth the trouble.
No. I know this disc is not worth the trouble.
Oh, okay.
What I was wondering about is the fact that you are a riddle wrapped in a enigma. Now that you're not the producer, I can talk with you without screaming at you about
right.
this. So, let's dissect this for a second.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with
your utilization of time. I appreciate the fact, all of us appreciate the fact, that you took the time to tape the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because we might talk about it.
What if we got into it, and by the time, you know, a job worth doing is a job worth doing well.
Right. But if you spent the time, and some of these cuts I'm noticing are 5 minutes and 42 seconds long, 3 minutes and 41 seconds long, 1 minute and 59 seconds, 1 minute and 15 seconds, 5 minutes and 21 seconds, 4 minutes and 34 seconds. All the time it took to put this together,
mm-hmm.
when you know that these cuts all suck.
Yeah, but maybe the good one was coming. You see, you never can tell.
Which one was the good one, though?
You've heard it. It was the last one.
Okay.
That was the best one. I won't say it was good. I'll just say it was the best.
So when you're cutting these up and you know they're all kind of you do it because you think, well, maybe there'll be something in there. And since you have to listen to it to find that out anyway,
right. Might as
you
well
put them all...
My greatest fear is that we miss something.
Mm-hmm.
What if something great happened?
So tell you that if I was doing that, what I would do is perhaps listen to it, and if there's nothing good, and then, you know, at the end you get something that's good, you have maybe a CD with one thing on
it. If you have a killer cut like that Paul Schaefer cut.
I didn't say it was good. I just said it was the best.
And it was good, the best of the worst.
That's right.
Best of the worst.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Live and learn. Can I have that? I want to listen to it on the way home.
There you go.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Oh, come on, buddy.
No, no.
Come on now. This is done. This is not me yelling at you.
I know.
I'm just trying to figure out what the freak you do with your time all day.
I wish I could figure it out, too.
That's all.
Anything except, you know, it keeps me away from the wife.
Ah. Right, well, there's the answer.
Not
right
now, honey.
Here's the school teacher question. Yes. Is there any way you could have better utilized your time last night?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Anyway, he's Rob Spiewak, everybody.
He's Rob.
Here's another tape that Rob had that he's been sitting on for a while that he thinks is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's the new Yoko Ono album.
This is great.
The album is called Yes, I'm a Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob has selected... Which cut did you think was the hit?
I think either one of the first two will be hit singles.
Okay, here we go.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, that's got like Yoko speaking at the beginning of it.
What about it?
What about it? What about it?
What about it, John?
Is that Yoko? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about it?
What about it? Let's get naked in bed, John.
What about it?
Kick it.
What about it?
What about it?
You're listening to Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
Just one kiss, kiss me now. Just one kiss, kiss me now.
got here?
She's good.
You got some gold here.
Wow.
You got some gold here. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was nothing. This Yoko Ono album.
Now, what if you'd had Yoko performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Oh. Then you really would have had some
magic.
I didn't know that Yoko was a techno fan.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's surf.
Not a lot of vocals.
On the globe.
Don, I'm trying to analyze this. Not a lot of vocals, and you can't dance to it. No apparent rhythm. She's mixed her music and her poetry.
Oh, that's not as good as the other one.
That's okay. Annoying. I kind of like the first one, too. If you're going to pick one.
Yoko Ono.
Wait, you really mixed it that bad. Sounded like it rolled into it. Kiss, kiss, kiss my face.
She's very Wang-like. Whatever that chick's name is.
You know, I think you insult Wing when you say she's Wing-like. Nobody can replace Wing. Oh, wait, there she's really singing now.
Oh, God. But
there we go.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got the real Yoko there for a second.
Let me back that up for a second.
Hey, nice.
Yuck.
That little.
This is not Yoko Ono. Last night, here's Paul Schaefer with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Summer. Wing and Yoko Ono.
Got both of you singing at the same time.
I think that's what Richard Jenny was listening to.
One more tape, and then we'll get to Buzz's news. Had this on the show a couple of days ago on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Something sent in by Darren from Orlando, Florida. This is a remix he did.
You'll love
of Merrill Howard Kalin.
Merrill Kalin! Welcome! The show's going to be fun, mate! The show is great. I feel good. I know that I'm good. It's so good. I've got to eat. I feel good.
So
like
good.
Chicken and food.
Really good. Go to our website to the viral videos
chicken.
Part.
Yeah.
And you got to check out the video because the audio does not do it justice.
So good. So good. I've got to.
Oh, I get calls about Yoko Ono. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That kiss, kiss, kiss me now thing, that was on Double Fantasy with John Lennon. She just kind of redid it, I guess.
Ah, really? Hold on. I got to turn that off for a second. Robbie, did you know that was on Double Fantasy?
I didn't know that.
Wasn't Double Fantasy that's the one with Starting Over and Woman?
Yes. Right.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
But she did like half the album. It was like half John and half Yoko.
I remember that album, but I don't remember anything like, well, maybe I only listened to the John Lennon part.
You probably did.
I'm so glad that she brought back that classic.
Was it maybe split on a John Lennon side and a Yoko Ono side? Because I remember
playing
playing one side more than the other.
Yeah.
Right. That would do it. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
So glad she could bring it back. She's modernized it, I suppose.
This is going to be a mess now.
This summer, Yoko Ono and Wing. I believe this was played at Abu Ghraib. We have three going at once?
All right, so just so you get it all, you have Yoko Ono.
Yes, you have Wings.
And you've got Meryl. And you have a Wing.
Together in one giant fruit salad.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Turn your radio up real loud right now. Loud.
Here it goes.
So good.
Ah, I've got
to.
There you go.
So good. This show is on my valve.
So good.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Licking good chicken. Hip, rain, TV. And that's it, folks.
That's wonderful.
That's it, folks.
My brain hurts.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
It is.
Very silly indeed. Okay.
Wow. I hope they can all tour together this summer.
See, we play music.
Charlie, you got the news coming up, don't you?
I do indeed.
We'll be right back with Charles and Lee.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Can we hear him there?
Just barely.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, give me another level. Hello?
Well, hi, everybody.
There we go.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Now here's Charles. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi, is this a good idea? A guy cuts you off in traffic and you'd really like to give him what for.
Right.
What if you could call his cell phone by punching in his license plate number on your phone?
Hello. Genius.
What if you could call the attractive woman driving next to you just by punching in her license number? Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
555 Connie.
I was going to say, what could possibly go wrong? A Texas company has created a new technology called SameLane, which makes these calls possible, but only if the person you're trying to call is registered with the service. Registration is free, but it could take several years for this to catch on if the growth rate of MySpace is any indication.
It's so stupid.
A Delta Meridian of Dallas says the service will be up and running by the end of next month.
I don't think it can work.
No, maybe not.
Hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Can you imagine the contribution to road rage?
Oh, my God.
If you could call a guy for I mean, really, if everybody had it?
Yeah.
There was a guy the other night when I was going out last week. There was nothing wrong with traffic. Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a two-lane road with a double yellow line, so could not pass. Speed limit 35.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go about 40 on this road. This guy was going 19 miles a freaking hour. Now, I was not on his ass.
Good.
I was just driving behind him going like, how long will this take? We got to a stop sign, and I see the guy get out of his car.
Oh.
and he starts coming back towards me.
Wait.
I back the car up a little bit. I put the windows up. I put the sunroof closes. Uh-huh. And you hear me.
He was just coming at you in an aggressive posture.
But he was just getting out of the car. And so like him. The first thing I do is back the car up, and I start hearing, "Get away from my car!" And that's how it had to sound to him, muffled like that. I'm like, right. "Get back in your car! Get back in your car!" So the guy stood outside my car and was screaming at me that there was a deer laying by the side of the road,
yeah.
And that there were deer running out in front of cars, and I should be more careful, and I should not laugh at this, God, especially with everything that I've been through traffic-wise. But as the guy was standing there yelling at me about a car like in front of me, some guy turned the corner and almost knocked him on his ass.
Really?
Some guy came around the corner. It was one of those. The guy literally was standing 100 feet in front of my car just screaming at me, and I'm just putting the thing in reverse, inching back, going, God, I hope nobody comes around the corner behind me. Like,
so his justification for going 15 miles an hour was deer.
There was a deer on the side of the road, and if I live out that way, I should certainly know that there are deer on the side of the road.
Yeah, but that posted speed limit is just insane.
But if we had the sting buzz, it would have been great, uh-huh. because then I could have just called him up and said, hey, dumbass,
right.
You know, if you go in 15, move off on the other side of the road, let someone go by who wants to go like maybe 36 miles an hour.
Get back in the car, dear. What's the harm? Thank you, dear. And it shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Even Cupid's a little on the chubby side. We've generally associated jolliness with chubbiness. And scientists have now proven we're half right.
I'm proof that that's not true. Well, seriously.
Here's what we know. And
look at me. And chubby is a compliment at this point in my life. Someone says, you're chubby. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's coming from a
You're looking rather svelte this evening,
yeah.
though. I don't know whether it's the color you're wearing or what, but you're looking like I know that a while back when you had that scale that was lying to you, mm-hmm. and then you went back on it. I know you're recommitted to it. How many LBs have you dropped?
I'm about the same. I'm about 210.
You know, 210?
About 210.
No, that's a nice color for you, and I rarely give you that kind of compliment, especially with, you know, what I have to read every day.
It's black.
Hey, Jabba!
It's Fleming. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm black of Fleming.
Yeah. And you're not chubby all over. You don't have a chubby cheeks.
Sure I do.
Truly chubby people have chubby cheeks.
I'm a fatty. I'm okay with it. When I was a boy, mm-hmm. God, everybody remembers this. We go to Sears. My mother would go, this is my son, Mike. he needs something in the Husky department.
Husky, I remember. I had it too.
Husky, which was the word meaning fat when I was a kid.
Me too. Yep. Yeah, same thing.
Or else I'd get this. He's big like a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice compliment.
Big bone. Yeah. At least you don't have to read on the internet now. I mean, I know you used to. I'm getting it now. Internet.
On the internet.
Yeah, literally. I saw Mike at the mall, and he's fat.
Do you remember?
Thank you. And I wasn't at that mall.
Yeah. God, they saw you from that distance?
I'm fat, but I wasn't at the mall.
Remember when we took Super Dave out? They said, he prefers the executive cut.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Over at the store when we got him, it was the executive cut. 48 to 55.
And as long as we're on the topic of weight, and more specifically your weight.
Yes.
How do I say this to you without sounding totally gay, 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 gay?
Gay, 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 gay.
Yes.
I think you put a lot of attention on yourself,
mm-hmm.
a lot of undue attention.
Yes.
When somebody, like, photoshopped you on the website,
uh-huh.
that I think you may have said it yourself about some of the people that post on these internet sites,
right.
that you've seen them and they're big fat loads themselves.
Oh, yes.
I would say compared to the people who are photoshopping you and putting up all the pictures,
right.
you, my friend,
uh-huh.
are svelte.
Maybe true.
You are svelte, and I think you should back off a little bit because you have, okay, I'll use you as an example.
Yes.
You have, I was saying this.
I'm waiting. I'm tense now. I'm nervous now.
I said this to my girlfriend the other day because as long as we're on the topic of weight, I wish that I weighed less than 200 pounds. I don't. I can't get pounds. I'm like 210, nothing I can do. And I said to her when we were up in Atlantic City, I was talking about our weight, and Carla mentioned your weight and everything.
Yep, right.
And I said to her, and I said, Janet, as well, I said, God damn that, Mike O'Mara, if you don't get every pass in life, Janet said, what? And I said, really, you don't look as fat as you make yourself out.
I know that.
And that's why I said,
gay, gay, gay.
I'm not climbing up your bong.
I know.
Being gay.
But you get, you know what it's like. There's certain pictures that, you know, that it works that way. But like you, I use this as a motivational tool. And I am really using it as a motivational tool to do something I didn't do when I lost my weight the last time. Last time I lost weight, I did it with just diet.
Now I'm trying to exercise as well.
But I really, you know, I just felt the need to stand up and say, hold on, there's fat, and then there's fat.
Yeah, I know. There's John Panette fat, and then there's my kind of fat.
Right.
There truly is.
And even though there is a bit of a discrepancy between our weights, I would still consider us to be in the same fat, chubby guy club. The only guy on this show who's not fat is Buzz.
Buzz is not fat, and Buzz was chunky. You were heavy.
Yeah,
and but now child, you're svelte.
And
now
a child, I wore husky.
And there was a article on Bill Maher in the Washington Post, and I would use the line for Buzz. Buzz is waif-like.
Well, I don't know about that.
Waif-like, I just like it. I love it.
I just want to say to all you heavy guys, stay with us. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
As I did.
You can do it.
Mike and Rob are tall, and as the saying goes, they carry it well.
Oh, now you see he's just lying.
Well, Mike is not as tall as Rob.
True.
No.
Nor is he as heavy as Rob.
Taller than me, but
let's
almost
talk about Rob.
Everyone How about is. This subject? Isn't it great when we have these discussions right before dinner?
Right before dinner.
I was trying to give you a compliment. I'm sorry. And it's what I do. I think you're a little hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like saying
yeah,
hard
but you
on.
Have to be, don't you? You're the you know, pot. Hello, I'm Kettle because you were when you
fat.
Were a lot. Yeah, but when you were heavier, do you remember what you did? You did the exact same thing I'm doing, which is
yeah, but
if you don't beat yourself up, then you just you say, you know, there's a big difference between really being too hard on yourself and saying F it. And we all try to find where that is in the middle. And I think really, do you know, after I came back and I had that physical that I had, mm-hmm. that I did the commercial for, I came back and I kind of like, hey, you know, my attitude for like 2 weeks after that was really just like, hey, no problem. No problem at all, you know.
I'm fine.
Eat, drink, be merry.
Yeah.
And, you know, when your guys like me, right. you put it on by, you know, people say, I can't look at a sandwich and without gaining weight. But the fact is, I think there are people metabolically to gain it a lot faster.
Mm-hmm,
and you have to be careful because you could, you know, I was at that stage right around when that picture was taken where I could have, if I'd kept going, it really would have been not a good thing at all. And it happens like you wake up in the morning, all of a sudden it's like, I can't fit into these.
Well, listen, you know, I don't want to speak ill of those who are not here. You're no Jim London.
No, I'm not.
You're no Sean Hall. You know what I'm saying?
But don't you think?
I'm talking about legendary radio fatties.
But don't you think? And really, and this is with all, you know, look, everybody's got their different reasons. Don't you think that certain people get to a point where they are like us and then they say F it and then they turn into that?
That's
like, you know, that's like terrified of being on the airplane with them fat.
Oh,
right?
And I just thought of
it. It's maybe. Bullet train to Melman Land. He's another big one.
Oh, just let it go.
Oh, God.
Hey, I don't know why I just thought of this one. Do I have a meeting tomorrow with Jeff Lockridge?
I think, actually, yeah, we do have some discussion before the show.
I mean, seriously.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I think he's going to be here, provided nothing changes.
Excellent. That wasn't related to anything.
No, we just have a...
That's really...
Random thought.
He's our engineer.
Technical issues.
A new study from the Beth Israel Medical Center in Boston shows that chubby men are happier than other men.
No.
The study shows they have a much lower risk... Now, listen. Much lower risk of committing suicide than skinny or even regular-sized men.
That's what started this all. I would describe myself as chubby.
But not jolly.
Chubby and angry.
Uh-huh. But not suicidal, like these guys, like skinny guys.
I would describe myself as fat and melancholy.
The only reason they're not killing themselves is they can't get enough pills to do it. A skinny guy can kill himself with like 8 aspirin.
Chubby guys have a 42% lower risk of committing suicide than even regular-sized guys.
Hold on. That's harder than a microphone, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. You're handicapping
with the old
yourself.
Chevy Chase thing with the what's his name with Garrett. What's his name?
Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris.
Our top star tonight. You know who sounds strangely like Nipsey Russell.
True.
I was going to say though that I have spoken to Mike in private, off the radio. When we have our private chat.
Yes.
During Regis,
mm-hmm.
And I've called him a lot recently, and you have been huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
On your machine.
Yeah, because that's the time. That's usually the time.
On his toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huffing and puffing.
That's the machine.
On his toilet machine.
That's what I'm doing. I'm actually. When you called me that day that I was really out of breath, I was actually cutting into a muffin. And it was really just tough to get through the crust.
No, but you've been on your, what, your elliptical machine?
The
right?
Elliptical, that's my machine. That's my machine. The ladies' machine that I enjoy. That I, but you know what? It works for me. It really does. But I remember I had a trainer one time that called it the ladies' machine.
Oh.
Get off the ladies' machine. Hit the weights. F you.
Good Lord. Are you having a bowel movement or a baby? You know what a hemorrhoid is?
No.
Well, Google it.
And I puffed and puffed doing that, too.
Sure.
John, call me back. Jesus Christ, call me back.
I'm on the hemorrhoid machine.
Oh, my God, I'm dropping the Hindenburg here. Please call me back.
Scientists say chubby men produce more insulin and other hormones, like serotonin, which is a natural mood enhancer. Researchers say this does not apply to women because they have a different set of hormones. Besides, chubby women are ridiculed more than chubby men, making them less likely to be happy.
How do you make a hormone?
Don't pay it.
Slapper.
You got me. Mm-hmm. You know who's chubby and not jolly? Israel's ambassador to El Salvador. He was found yesterday in the front yard of his San Salvador home. Well, he was alive, but very drunk and naked and bound and gagged with a rubber ball. Scattered around him, various sex toys.
Yeah.
Police there will not give any further details, but I think we have enough here to work with.
Saber's hookish.
Talk about your international incident. Israel has removed Churiel Rafael from El Salvador, calling his behavior unbecoming for a diplomat.
Naked guys made me think of the head. Have you guys had anybody speak to you? I've had one guy in real life speak to me who did not see the movie Borat until it came out on DVD. And it came up to me over the weekend like,
oh, my God, I saw the great.
I'm like, yes.
God, how late to the party can you get?
And I thought he was talking about maybe some of the outtakes or the deleted scenes.
Right.
He's saying,
there is a scene when the fat guy gets into bed with Borat.
And I'm like, dude, where have you been? They even referenced that at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that somebody would not be at least tracking with it, or especially walking up to you and saying that.
Exactly.
You wish you had your sound effect on it. Maybe you had real glass and you could smash it over their head.
Get out of here. Leave me alone.
You dumbass. That scene's on a permanent loop in my brain.
Did you look at the extras yet?
No.
It's not only, I won't spoil it for you, but do look at the extras, and also you have to agree, it's the best packaged disc itself in the world.
The disc itself, if you buy the Borat DVD, it looks like a disc that you would get at Best Buy. It is a plain disc, and it has written in Sharpie, Borat. B-O-R-A-T.
I like there
it. There is no table of contents. There is no copyright thing. Yeah. There is no small print. It is simply a disc. Handwritten B-O-R-A-T.
You guys went out and got that right after it came out.
First day. First day. Very nice.
Love it.
Very nice.
On the subject of unbecoming behavior, that brings us to American Idol, former American Idol contestant Mario Vasquez.
Very nice.
We'll tell you what he's been up to when we return.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I think I know what he's been up to.
Cunning, it's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What do you make of that?
Hi, Mario.
That's a hint.
He's a fag.
There, we've said too much. We'll be right back with more Charles.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the BME Award winning Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's meet Charles. I think we heard about everything today on this tape of this sheet of tapes.
Uh-huh.
We heard all the Regis stuff.
Yep.
Talking about his death, right?
Touching.
It's inevitable. When you're on the gurney and they're rolling you down the corridor, and you know that
they never go away.
It's not always 100%. Those thoughts permeated
me.
And I wish I had been a better person, a better father, better husband, better talk show host.
The guy who thinks like he's sounds like he's checking out, right?
When do they chop him tomorrow? Are they cutting on him tomorrow? I think it might be.
It wasn't a shock. Even walking home, there'd be a shortness of breath. And I frankly knew something was wrong. The next step is, of course, the bypass.
And then we heard Kathy Lee Gifford. Oh, does she care?
What he will be, I promise you this, is the world's worst patient. It's serious. Didn't shock me, but sadden me. He's going to be fine.
C word.
Oh, she is ultimately. I mean, even that tiny snippet of tape, she cares.
And here's a little more Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
Is that the 101-year-old lady that got some of the worst videos there?
I'm sure I would have killed her.
Everybody's seen that, the lady in New York that was beat up by some mugger, 101 years old.
Have they made her a hero in New York yet? I sure hope so. I really do.
I would have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
I love that lady.
And Billy Bush had a joke last night.
In case you're wondering how much anesthesia it takes to put a guy as energetic as Regis under, the answer is all of it.
Jesus. All right, that's
how you doing, guys?
Yeah, I heard all the tapes. Oh, and Letterman's joke.
Hey, here's something exciting and serious. Regis Philbin, our good friend Regis Philbin, this morning on his show announced that he's going in for heart bypass surgery. You know what that means? Facelift.
That is a good, unlike Billy Bush, that is a good joke.
Uh-huh. All right, that's it. That's,
worth it.
Good joke. That's it, okay.
All right.
Try to do better now, Buzz.
Okay, I will.
All right, guys.
Do better
than those fantastic tapes.
Forget that.
Thinking about death.
Former American Idol contestant Mario Vasquez is apparently giving gay a bad name. Mario is accused of inappropriately touching and exposing himself to a male employee of the show in a restroom at the TV studio.
You are never to blame.
Mario Lopez.
Mario
Vasquez. Right. Mario Lopez.
Same difference.
Yeah, exactly. All of this
Saved
anymore.
By the bell.
The touching, the exposing.
Saved by the NAD.
Saved by the beanbag.
All that and more, according to court papers filed in L.A. and obtained by TMZ.com. The lawsuit, filed by the production company's accountant, says this thing happened just before Vasquez dropped out of the competition for, quoting him, personal reasons.
What season was that, Buzz?
I don't know what
I
season.
I think it might. Was
know.
It season
I don't really
four?
Follow it.
I think
know.
It was. Robbie, was it season four?
For some reason, I was thinking season two.
Gosh. Let's say three and split the difference.
I hate it when you won't play our American Idol game, Charles.
Sorry. He wore a lot of hats, though. I remember that, right? Yeah, isn't this the Mario that wore a lot of hats? I don't know. The complainant, also Hispanic, says Vasquez grabbed his arm and tried to keep him from leaving the restroom. As the alleged victim did finally walk away, he says Vasquez continued to stand there with his pants down.
Hey, Cisco, don't leave this restroom.
What are you doing? I've got to perform. I have to perform tonight. Look what I'm showing you. That's a big part of me.
And this brings us to Marine General Peter Pace, who stirred things up yesterday by saying that all homosexuality is immoral and that openly gay soldiers should not be tolerated.
I believe that homosexual acts between individuals are immoral and that we should not condone immoral acts.
Well, we should just elect this guy president yesterday.
Pick up the pay.
Yesterday is where he belongs. The Service Members Legal Defense Network says 65,000 gay and lesbian troops take offense to this. The Service Members Legal Defense Network represents outed soldiers in court.
He is a bad general.
Sorry. I misheard.
I believe you did. That's the only the real tough guys. 10,000.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
10,000 soldiers have been discharged because of the military's anti-gay policy.
Hi, Joker.
Gay discharge.
At least 50 of them, translators who specialize in Arabic languages. That Legal Defense Network is demanding an apology from the general, and today, in fact, the general said that he wished he had not spent so much time in this interview talking about his personal views about homosexuality, and that he should have stuck to just supporting the policy as it exists.
Yes, sir. You creep, you American beauty creep with your Nazi plates wanting to make out. I'm saying this again today, wanting to make out with Kevin Spacey. Uh-huh.
You know, you do wonder about those guys that have to come out and go, I think it's immoral, they ought to be put in the front of a firing squad and all this.
You see this douche on TV, a real type A, button-down guy. And, and I don't know if we had it in that tape. He says it first. He references his gay thing by saying, first, I think that any man that sleeps with another man's wife is immoral.
Yes.
There's
yes.
no place for him. Mm-hmm. And also, incidentally, men kissing other men.
Oh, that gives me cooties! That's immoral!
That's the part that gave it away.
Yeah.
Follow me here for a second. The American people voted out Republicans last fall mostly because they were unhappy with the war in Iraq. Congress went to work, however slowly, to try to get us out of Iraq. Dick Cheney now says that by doing this, Congress is undermining the efforts of the American soldiers in Iraq. So what Cheney's really saying is that the American people are undermining the soldiers' efforts. Cheney says he doesn't like it when Democratic lawmakers refer to the president's war strategy as slow bleeding, maybe the more than 100,000 permanent disabilities has something to do with that. Sylvester Stallone has been charged with importing steroids down under.
Nick.
You know, and Robbie?
Yeah?
Well, you and I owe a retarded boy a little apology.
Yeah. How are you doing, Joe? What?
Yesterday during a commercial break, Joe came running in with what he thought was breaking news, I think, about Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
And
steroids.
Steroids.
Uh-huh.
And we said, okay, great, thanks, Joe. And he walked out of the room, and Rob and I looked at each other and went, oh, that dumbass. How old is that story? That story is
like a month old.
Yeah, it was really literally
right.
a month old.
Mm-hmm.
But I turned on TV today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the top of every newscast, the top of every sportscast.
The charges have just now been officially filed, and some details have come out. That's what makes this new today.
Bad news for my son, Sly.
No!
Yes, this did happen last month when Stallone was in Australia to promote his Rocky Balboa movie.
Tie me kangaroo down.
Authorities there say Stallone was caught at the airport with 48 vials of HGH. Human growth hormone.
Look at my muscles. I'm 60. Look at this.
Here's what you need to know about HGH. Exactly. It's not only used by bodybuilders.
Right on.
But it's used in anti-aging therapies. Yeah.
I'm going to live forever. That's what my mom Jackie said. She takes the crap too.
Really? Stallone is now 60. After a raid on his hotel room, limo, and private jet, Stallone was not required to appear in court, but he's facing a fine of about $22,000.
I think you ought to let him off the hook.
Thank you.
What's this big deal of making everybody takes drugs?
That's what I was waiting
for. I heard that Joe Arpinger doesn't take HGH.
No?
He takes H-I-G-H.
He's a retard for crying out loud. You know what they ought to do with him?
What?
They ought to just send him out to one of those Rolling Stone retard camps.
Hey, Joe.
For Pete's sake.
Joe?
Joe's out of the room at the moment.
Yeah, you know what he says? He's in the bathroom.
Out of his car listening.
And he's in the bathroom every day. He ought to consult my husband, the doctor.
Sorry. I'm sorry we yelled at you behind the scenes, Joe.
Let's just say I'm sorry for my son, Sly. Hope he pulls through this Australian. What do they know about there? Now they have his flipping kangaroos and koala bears.
I love you, Jackie.
We all do.
Thank you, everybody.
CBS is suing. Here's the story you ask about. CBS suing Google's YouTube.
Who are you booing, CBS?
Oh, was that me?
Yeah.
Actually, it's parent company, Viacom, suing Google's YouTube for $1
billion.
$1 billion.
Wow.
CBS says the website used clips from Viacom shows and that those clips have been viewed more than 1.5 billion times.
Well, that's piracy.
Viacom shows include The Daily Show and South Park. CBS says this is copyright infringement and it wants its due. Armed with $11 billion in cash, Google will now face a string of lawsuits from other program providers. Just ask billionaire Mark Cuban, who predicted this on this very program.
He really did. Yeah. I mean, he said this is exactly what he said would happen.
Those youngsters that sold it for however many million dollars,
right,
they're totally off the hook now,
yeah,
right?
They're out of this.
All they have is their big stack of money.
Right.
Boy, they're smart kids.
Home free.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure are, Robbie.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
Hi, what are you doing?
Barack Obama's not getting a free pass from the African-American voters, and this isn't going to help. The Reverend Al Sharpton.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Al Sharpton wants to know, for example, why Obama helped Joe Lieberman campaign in Connecticut when Lieberman is, to quote Sharpton, the biggest supporter of the war. Now, the way police tell it, 24-year-old Tim Siebert of Harrisburg, PA, forced his way into a woman's house trailer and proceeded to rape her. The way police tell it.
I just want to tell you.
Hold on a second. That's not the right tape.
Remove that tape. Oh, there it is.
I like rape.
The way police tell it, his cell phone rang, this guy, during the assault, and Siebert stopped to answer the cell phone. He had to. It was his wife calling. The victim says she could hear his
hello?
Wife. You hear his wife yelling at him, demanding that he explain where he was and what he was doing. Siebert then supposedly
I like rape.
Stopped his attack, went to the bathroom, got dressed, and left. Boy, is he in trouble. Oh, and he's also in trouble with the law.
Wow.
And finally, don't judge this 19-year-old Arizona man because he tried to cook his meth in the toaster. Judge him because he tried to put out the fire with water. Wrong tool for the job. Judge him because when that failed, he got in his car and drove to Walmart to buy the proper kind of fire extinguisher. Judge him because the fire department was there when he got back from Walmart. But don't judge him because he tried to cook his meth in a toaster. After all, What could possibly go wrong?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You just did one of those things where you write all clever, didn't you?
I tried.
I write all clever. And you like did a Mark Twain thing.
I almost said the word, too.
You almost did.
Yeah, I know.
Boss and Rob.
Yeah, Boss and Rob.
And Amba. Hey, I'm sure that'll be on our website today if you missed it.
Yeah.
Boss and Rob dropping the whatnot today and having to get his ass kicked off the show.
That's the way it works.
Because we're real men.
Yeah.
Don't screw with us, okay? We're chubby men. We'll beat the crap out of you.
Not jolly.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Chubby.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
If I may say so,
yeah.
Fiber 35 has changed my life.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.